Blog Talk Radio.
Big site, new. Big site, new. Tank.
Go, go. Big yeah.
Roll up in the club. Never.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still damn. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. But the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of.
Mickey Thompson from Bowman's Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
All right, race fans, this is Butt Naked. My co-host DJ is somewhere doing something he hadn't checked in yet. But we're going to talk about the good action that went down in Louisiana. Badass boom. They did the thing down there. With that being said, I got a couple people that got their hands up already there. Just they got something to talk about that we ain't talked about yet. Let me see who this is. 706-4218. Who we speaking with tonight? 706-4218. All right, just going on mute 1 second. All right, fellas, 706-4218. Who we speaking with? All right, going back on mute then. 773-3969. Your mic is live. Who
are
we talking with tonight?
This Big Perm, Eastside Strangler, just listening in.
Okay, okay. You all right up there?
I'm feeling good, man. You know it's just cold out here. We just waiting on this snow and this weather to clear up out here.
Yeah, I know y'all here, man. I saw them news. All right,
well,
man.
We can get down on some of these asses.
Oh, yeah. It won't be long, though, before it melts and y'all start warming up a little bit up through that.
Oh, no, nah, it'd be a bit so bad. All right, brother.
All right, bro, appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
773-8424, your mic is live. Who are we speaking with?
What's going on, Butt Naked? It's the kid in Chicago, man.
What's going on, kid? You doing all right?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Just like Big Perm said, we're just waiting for the snow to clear up, man, and get a little warm up, yo.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you make it down to Louisiana?
No, I didn't make it. My dividend won't let me go that far.
I heard that.
I could have had it to go down there, man. I heard it was real nice.
Yeah, I heard. I heard some of it on the Jay Bond show last night. I guess I'll hear the rest of it tonight.
I'm going to try to get Clark, get everybody on tonight.
Yeah, where's DJ at? Walmart getting some Jerry Curl juice or what?
He probably just, you did not take him until I opened the mic. Let me open him up right quick.
Oh, okay. Then.
Hold on one second, kid.
Now, kid, me and you used to be all right now. Don't call me that line. Come out, boy, get some daggum Jericho juice. Is you serious?
You know butt naked made me say
that.
Oh, man.
I know what it is. Trying to do you, man. They do you like that when you ain't around. They just, oh, I guess you thought I wasn't coming up, huh, kid? I wasn't going to come up and say, golly, man.
I knew you'd be here, but I didn't know when, you know. I thought I'd get that win
for
you.
I'm going to try to get Winnie. He kicks me. He can't get in.
Hey, try to get and call Biz.
I don't have B's number.
I'll text it to you.
All right.
What's going on, everybody?
Did you make it down there?
I did not make it to Boom, and I really regret missing it because they said they had such a good time, man. They said it was cars and fans and people all over the place. They said it was just insane down there.
Yeah, they said
everybody had a real, real, real good. I really hate that I missed it. I had a trip planned that I was supposed to go on and things, you know,
mm-hmm.
which decided not to go. I'm actually going, I think, next weekend, but I missed it.
Yeah, I heard they had so many people down there. The state troopers told them they had to get them off the highway and get them on up in the track.
They said the line was out the racetrack, down the road, and then mm-hmm. it started affecting the flow of traffic on the highway.
Exactly.
And they came and told them they had to get them in or they were going to have to, I don't know.
Yep.
But it was just that packed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, big shout out to Louisiana for standing up, you know, and I hear we'll be doing something, you know, again there pretty soon, so. I look forward. They said the facility was on keel. It was a very nice facility. So I look forward to making the next trip. And I'm sure we'll have Boone on in a little bit to tell us a little more about it. And Jay Barnes and Dick Clark and Drag and Mississippi Joe, all of them were in attendance. I was getting calls all day, them telling me about it. But they said they had a really, really, really good time, you know, down there.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stand by and be on mute. I just want to listen in and see what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. Well, as soon as Butt Naked get back on, because he's running the board, we can open up some more mics. I don't
mm-hmm.
know what he's doing in there on the other line. Trying to get, I think, that old 901 Bad Boy on. If I'm not mistaken, I think they got a show. Think this weekend, so
I know they got one coming up in April on the 7th. I'm gonna try to make it on down into that right
yeah.
down there.
Yeah,
I'm a lot of my boys is in Memphis.
Mhm. Well, I'm gonna make an announcement a little later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let everybody know that Grudge Inc. is moving forward and doing a lot of big things, and things are looking real good for Grudge Inc. as far as Grudge Inc. is concerned. We're trying to get where we go to the track, we're almost like the pinks all out.
Right.
You know, we're just trying to do things the right way, man. You know, every time you try to do something good or try to do something that's positive, it's always a little, you know, it ain't nothing going to be perfect.
No, you're always going to have backlash.
But we're trying to make things interesting and keep everything racing, because I'm one of the ones that don't like this controversy and other little stuff times go on. So I just like to keep it racing and keep it moving.
Right. Yep. I love my drag racing. That's why I hope to stay on the positive side. You know.
Well, we're gonna keep it on the positive side. I mean, you can only do what you can do, but
mm-hmm.
our goal is to keep it all positive and more racing, man.
Right.
Because that's what the fans want to see. That, you know, a lot of people get on these shows and do a lot of talking, and you know, there's always controversy about you know, a lot of talking, not enough racing. But Grudge Inc. is forming the Grudge Inc. Well, they already formed, and you know, we're we're getting other members that are coming on board that want to be part of the Grudging Bad Boys.
Yep.
I made the announcement before, but I can say it now because it is official. The Grudging Bad Boys will be introduced to the world May 19th in Montgomery, Alabama, at Montgomery Motorsports Park.
All right.
We will be having the one-year anniversary Grudge Inc. race. Grudge Inc. is 1 year old. And for us to be 1 year old, we have grown way beyond what we expected.
Right, came a long ways.
So we're planning on having a celebration race, and we will be introducing the Grudge Inc. Bad Boys on that date.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In the hall.
I call the Grudge Inc. Bad Boy Killers, but right now we're just gonna call it the Grudge Inc. Bad Boys.
Yeah, I heard
don't
that.
Get me wrong. This basically all this is just an elite group out of the Grudge Inc. members
mm-hmm.
that are chosen. It's gonna be races that's gonna go. That ain't
right.
gonna ain't gonna be talking about it. They're gonna be about it. They're gonna lock in. They're gonna do. They're gonna follow. They're not gonna be talkers. But if they talk the talk, we're gonna make sure they walk the walk, or they won't be a member.
Y'all make sure Butt Naked in that group now.
Butt Naked is in training. If he can get past the Bills and
yeah, they're
kind of
rough.
All right, DJ, I'm back. Somebody messing with the board too, DJ. I don't know what the world going on.
Messing with the board. Now, a question was just asked, Butt Naked. I'm going to let you ask. They want to know, were you going to be one of the Grudge Inc. Bad Boys?
Shit, do a bounce shit in the woods and wipe a hand with a record?
Yeah, he will if he get a chance.
Alright.
Go on over. Oh, yeah. I'm on mics, man. I'm on mute.
Okay, alright.
All right.
773. Say what, DJ?
Go ahead, I'm gonna text you a biz number.
And Larry already on here too while you something that text message. Larry say you already on the show. 773. Yeah, he on here. I called him for this. 773-3969. Okay. Who are we speaking with tonight?
This big Fern. You sound struggling, so I'm just back on with you.
Okay, all right, Fern. Put that one button, take a hand down for me right quick.
Get Big, you know what Mike Biz is on?
Who? Biz?
Yeah.
I ain't seen Biz hand. Is it on here?
I just asked you. You said Biz said he on here.
I said Larry said he was on there.
Larry said Larry was on there or Biz is on here.
Larry is on here.
Okay, I'm getting ready to text you Biz's number. I need to get Biz on.
Okay, take me that too. I'm gonna call Jay Bone right quick. Jay want me to call him too.
Well, everybody can't be called out. One of us gonna have to be on here for me. Wait till I send you this number, then you can get back off. But in the meantime, go ahead and open the mic too.
All right, 313-0484. Who is speaking with tonight? Man, that boy moving slow motion. What the world going on? 313-0483. Who is speaking with tonight? I don't know what that is going on mute. 313-5415. Your mic is live. Who are we speaking with tonight?
What's happening all the way naked? DJ Grant, what's going on?
What's going on,
Sam? Oh, man, nothing much.
Yeah, good.
I had to call in and holler at y'all.
Okay.
Always good to hear your voice, brother.
Sure, oh yeah.
Well, hey, DJ, Butt Naked texted me and said you left a Jerry curl alone. He said you got a perm now.
I got a perm now.
You got a perm. Everybody
going to expect to see the curly hair now. I'm gonna save it all down low now. I'm gonna save it all down low. A little clean cut. Next time, see when y'all have something else to joke about. Y'all can get off my damn hair. They need to get off my hair and get on my ass about this, with this race car I got. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do.
You know I had to mess with y'all, man.
Ain't no biggie, man. Ain't no biggie. But you heard what I said about May 19th. It's official. Grudge Inc. 1 year anniversary race will be in Montgomery, Alabama at Montgomery Motor Sports Park. We plan on doing it over the top big. It's a mandatory race for all our governors. So it will be an invasion. Alabama will be invaded, but I feel like Alabama can fade off about anything that it invades, because they used to talk real bad about Alabama. But Alabama got some heavy hitters in.
Yeah, it sounds like they're gonna start backing up off Alabama. Y'all starting to stand up now.
Yeah. And also we'll be introducing the Grudge Inc. Bad Boy. The elites out of Grudge Inc. We'll be the ones that's going to defend Grudge Inc. You know, at all costs.
Anybody get out of line,
we'll definitely have something for you from a street car to a pro mod. It ain't gonna matter.
DJ, you ain't sent me what's the name number yet?
It's still coming through. It's coming now.
What's wrong with your phone?
All the way naked. Call Joe.
Butt naked.
Call who?
Your best friend, Mississippi Joe.
I'm going on mute.
Open up another mic.
Alright.
Why you call your best friend?
478-8870. Who we speaking with tonight?
My name's Kenny. I'm a fan. Butt nigga, how you doing tonight? DJ Grant, how you doing?
All right.
Who we speaking with? Who is this?
But nigga, I got a question for you. Did you get chance to go down to anybody this week?
No, I went up there from. Who you say you was again?
My name's Kenny.
Kenny, okay.
I heard you last Thursday night, you know, you were saying you were going to go down on somebody, but you wouldn't tell who it was.
Yeah, I had a few problems with my shift and stuff, and so I didn't get a chance to do it. We tried, but we couldn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we made it somewhere, but hell, we couldn't do a doggone thing, man. Had a problem with the shift, and then got that figured out, and then messed around there and transmission fluid, I overfilled it. My stick, I got that low car stick with that little cable. I couldn't read it too well, and man, I put too much damn fluid in there. Every time you turn it, I can just spur out on the track. What the hell is wrong with me?
Just be the crew chief, man, and call the shot. Don't you be trying to pull no oil or nothing. You pay to do that stuff. You don't need. See, that's the problem. You don't need to do that type of stuff, man. You need to just let them know.
Chief, man, what the hell are you looking at with that stick?
That sounds like a man getting old.
Boom!
What made you want to put something in there? But nigga, you just picked it up. I mean, all that stuff's been already checked. So you messing with stuff you probably got no business messing with.
No, that thing, you know, it burned a hole in the transmission line. So I just looped it top to bottom until the transmission cooled off. I put a new line on there. And I get when it would leak it, when it skidded out. Hell, I ain't know. I thought it skidded out a whole lot. I guess it did. I ain't have it warm enough, to be honest, DJ. I ain't have the transmission warm enough. I put too much fluid in there. You know that shit expands once you heat it up.
Yeah. Well, I got you know, a lot of stuff went on and racing went on, and I have to give a shout out to my Grudge Inc. brother and team Big Low. They went up to the House of Hoops and dominated this weekend. So Grudge Inc. was represented very well. Grudge Inc. was the king of 29s up there. And so So I definitely want to give a shout out to
Call Ben while you do that talking right quick.
Okay. 28. And that's I just found that out today. That's the crazy part of it. He was, if I'm not mistaken, I really would like Crew Chief or Big Low to get on. We'll probably call him here in a minute. But from my understanding, Big Low was running in the 28-inch shootout on 28 and the 29-inch shootout, and he kept his 28. And from what I'm understanding, he was racing cars on 29 and beat every and won the shootout on 28 in the 29 shootout. Huh?
Yeah, he ran He ran Moneymaker. Moneymaker was on 29. He was on 28.
Hold on
up.
One second, y'all. Y'all hold on one second. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Hey, DJ. DJ
Green. He said he on hold. He on hold for a minute. You got us on hold.
Okay. Hey, DJ.
All right. Yeah, that was one of my fellow governor's bids. But, Nigga, you working a little slow because that's him calling me saying, where you at?
DJ, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, give it to me.
Okay, that last pass you made down at the zoo, that was a pretty good pass because it was, you ain't never thought about bringing your tuner with you when you race sometimes?
All that's in the making, man. I mean, I have a tuner that's, I don't know, what, about 600-700 miles away. If that, I don't know. Understand what I'm saying. I mean, usually what I'm doing right now, I've from the start of 2013, in all honesty, if I didn't have locked in races, I was locked in to race somebody at Macon when I came, but they had to pay me punk out. I was locked in to run three races in Lima, and all three of them paid me punk out. Well, two of them paid me punk out. One we just rescheduled. After the one race I rescheduled was for Macon. But that's three punk outs that's been paid to me this year. That races that were out that I went to.
Big boy doing some crazy, crazy stuff.
Okay,
boy.
did you get Biz on?
Yeah, I got him on him.
Biz, you there?
He got a mic muted. He open.
Yeah, I'm here, DJ. I got my mic muted. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, what you're saying is very true. In all honesty, I'll be honest with you. If I didn't have those races locked in, I wouldn't have even probably been around because I'm...
But you know what, though? DJ, I'm going to tell you, that last pass you made at the zoo, I said, that man got to be damn crazy. COVID, he finna get out there and make a damn pass. And, man, I saw that pass, I was like, damn. It goes to show, I was down in Bradenton when you made the passes that Friday night. And it was like, see, like, when you come out the trailer, that's your best pass. You know, my thing is, you know, I know you can't see what's going on with the car when you sit inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to be down that knows something about that car to help you out.
You're absolutely right. You're 200% right. And the bottom line is, what I can pretty much assure you is, when the stunner's at it, any next event that the stunner's at, it won't be none of that, brother.
Right.
I can assure you. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm actually right now taking my time and getting my shit together. Because I got all the right stuff, but everybody can have all the right stuff and still not be shit if you ain't got your shit together. Now, in all honesty, I've been out there playing around, and because I can play around and run numbers that a lot of these guys. I feel like I can be in the ballpark.
Right.
But, you know, I still got to get my shit together, and a lot of times I can't blame nobody for trying to go down on me while I ain't got my shit right, because it's the hardest thing for me to do a lot of times is be humble and back down if somebody challenged me. But all I can say is right now I'm not locked in for no more races right now. But within the next week or two, we should have the thing all the way, pretty much all the way figured out and dialed in. And after that, you know, just look for me to be a bat in the game.
The car going straight. It's just a little tweak and tuning you got to do to it. That's it.
You're right. It's not much. We've come a long way with it, and it's just a few. I mean, you'll be surprised. It's just all it takes is, like you said, two of the right two of the right people at the track with me at the same time, I'll be amazing probably what that car do.
Right.
DJ, who number 708-2502? I'm trying to put the name on the board. Who number
that? Drag.
I'm not sure. Is that Drag?
Drag. Okay.
Get Drag. Open up Drag, Mike.
He already opened the Omar. I'm trying to put names on you.
What's going on, Drag?
What's happening, y'all? I'm just letting y'all talk, man. What's going on, everybody? But Nicky.
What's going on, Drag? All right.
All right. Biz, it was something you wanted to say? Or you just wanted to get in, or?
No, you know, I was talking a little bit, you know, but I got heat in the headers and oil pressure. So I ain't got
uh-oh.
Nothing to say. I'm waiting for somebody to say something to me.
Oh, I hear you, Biz.
That's a prime example, and I shall go hold off, but everybody, it goes without saying, y'all know that's one of the grudging bad boys right there on the line, and it goes without saying, Big Drag is also one of the grudging bad boys that's on the line also. So, I mean, if that's any, you know, those are true examples of what I mean by grudging bad boys. Dudes that's willing to engage, dudes that walk, that talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Hey, DJ, my mama told me when I was 4 years old, 6 months and 12 days, she said, boy, speak when spoken to. So ain't nobody spoke to me, so I ain't got nothing to say.
That's it.
That all. Okay. Hey, can I get the word in?
Is that Jay Barnes?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? How you doing? Hold on now. But nigga, we need a drum roll or something, because it's very, very special when we can get Jay Barnes to come in on our show, because we don't get his presence. We'll hear him in everybody else's show, but it's very seldom we get to enjoy him on our Tuesday night show.
Well, you know, y'all show do so well, and it's, you know, there really no reason.
See, man, you ain't got to go there. You can't do that. That man,
you have a show like y'all.
DJ,
so
y'all show a lot of stuff, no problem, DJ.
Y'all had them sold out at 705.
Yeah, 705, you were sold out, partner.
So, you know, I mean, how can I come on, Grant, when you got, hell, they ain't had no more tickets. I was trying to get a ticket. It wasn't no more.
Oh, man, Jay Barnes ain't biased, is
he? Man, Jay Barnes, up, man? He ain't got no problem getting on nobody else's show. But knowing Jay Barnes, he won't be here long, so we gotta enjoy him while he's here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and you know, the one thing I see that nobody come on there and tell everybody about how Mississippi invaded Louisiana and got their ass kicked. Where Big Clark at?
Mm-hmm.
Is Clark old?
I
mean,
no, I ain't seen Clark on yet.
Mississippi, they truly invaded. I'm telling you, they came out in record numbers, and they invaded Louisiana. But good God Almighty, wish they hadn't.
No, y'all hiding in the woods now.
Mississippi was up, Jay. Mississippi won the most. Mississippi won the most.
Ooh, man, y'all be shaming yourself trying to look out for them like that.
Mississippi won the most.
I got Don Mack said. Don Mack said last night that when he came down there, he came to kill him, and they all laid over dead before he got there.
It's a lot of controversy surrounding by this Don Mack. What kind of car does Don Mack have? Does he have more than one car? He got to have more than one car, I'd imagine.
He got a truck, and they know how to get him on. Now, he'll come on and he'll tell you. He'll tell you. You know.
I heard that last night. It seemed like several people was at Mr. Don Mack. I mean, is Don Mack the man to beat, or is he the one with the biggest mouth? Which one?
Don Mack is the Mississippi Grudge Racer of the Year. Just let you know now.
Okay.
So let's get that part straight first.
So then, Don Mack, like Tony Bynes is of Georgia. Don Mack is like that of Mississippi?
Don Mack received the Mississippi
Grudge Racer of the Year.
All right, man.
You know, so I just let you know that.
Yeah, he got a bullseye on his head. He got a target on his back.
Yeah, yeah. And, boy, I mean, they were at him. They were at him now. But, you know, I mean, you know, we're going to have some pictures and stuff up. We're a little slow getting them up, but they'll all be up in a little bit. So get a chance to look at the, you know, go on Grudging and see the video. Huh?
Hey, Jay, not to change the subject, and I'm not changing it, really. But I had a chance to speak to my northern homeboy, D. Rose from Indianapolis. And he traveled all the way down from Indianapolis, all the way to New Orleans to the Grudge Inc. event. And he the one with that clean Monte Carlo street car, and he was supposed to run Mo Jeezy.
No, are you monkey?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
He said that him and Mo Jeezy was on the phone for 3 weeks straight, and Mo Jeezy was going to run him with the Corvette. And when they got to the track, Mo Jeezy put a gutted out Firebird on him. And they got in a water box, and he staged his car, and Mo Jeezy didn't stage his car. So he thought once they get in the water box, he should get paid. And he said it was something with Mo Jeezy, because Mo Jeezy took his car out of the track that night and ran on the street all night. So he don't understand why he couldn't get in that cut them lights on and run in no problem. So we need to get Mo Jeezy on the phone so he can tell us what's going on down in Louisiana.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's happening? What's happening? How y'all doing?
Mr. Clark.
Go ahead. I heard somebody looking for my man, Dumb Mac.
Yes, sir. Hey. Who's looking for me?
Hey, you know what?
Hey, look. Hey, man. I ain't hard to find. Tell Bo come over here and get beside me. I'm at the race right now.
I heard that.
Man. I was telling everybody about how y'all said the crowd was down in Louisiana. And I told her, I said, Grudge Inc., we wanna try to make it where we can be like how Pink's All Out when they come to a racetrack. That's what we trying to do.
Pink's All Out, we got nothing on these last two crowds we had, son.
That's what I heard. They say y'all was wall to wall.
Man, there was some people there, bro. I was on the gate helping Jay on the gate, man. Them songs are coming in them cars, 4 and 6 and 7. If they had Suburbans, it was 7 people in each truck, man. And ain't nobody really. I bet you out of all the people there, maybe 15 of us, we say 1,500 to 1,000 ratio, did not go. I'm just throwing some numbers together there. Did not go inside without paying. The majority of them wanted to pay to drive their vehicle in.
Wow.
Yep. But that place is a big facility, man. It can handle all them different cars, them vehicles that's not racing. They got a place to park where they ain't interfering with the racers.
Gotcha. Wow.
Hey, Drag, do you think No Problem won't Grudge Inc. to come back?
I believe that for sure, 100% sure they want to come back. Now I don't know what the business ratings would be, but they definitely want us to come back. Ain't no doubt.
I know that's right.
I got another question. Do you think the state troopers up there on the highway won't Grudge Inc. to come back?
No, they work cut out. See, the way you get in that track, bro, you got to come up like a 2-lane little old road. I guess they call that a little small highway. And then you got to make a turn, and then you cut over and make another, like, half-moon turn and go up to the road. Man, that song goes all the way back to there where they made the first turn before you get to the little half-moon turn.
That's what they were saying. They said the state troopers. Huh?
They come up in there, DJ.
And the troopers did.
No, the people.
Yeah, they said the troopers said y'all got to have to do something.
Yeah.
I really hate I missed it, but I'm glad everybody got a chance to see some good racing and, you know, had fun and came out. So
we seen a whole lot of nice cars, man. The boys got some nice pieces down there, some real nice pieces. And I did see everything that went on with D Biz. I seen everything. I was actually right there with D, and I know exactly what happened.
Hey, Drag, this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing, Drag. Do they bet down there?
Yeah, they was betting. Now I don't know how much they was betting, but hey, on that other card I told you about, the one that we betted everything. I went over there and either I told them, I said I want to bet 200, and so they looked at me like, you know, what giving away Carlos wanted to do was down there. Carlos used to race with Darren Bird and Jerry Bird. Carlos remembered me. And so that's what I heard the dude now walking away. Once Cat asked, who is that, man? And so Carlos told him. And then I come back a little bit while later. I said, I got 400. So they put the 400 up on the side. And I walked away and I come back and I said, I got 600. And so when we were putting the 600 together, WT came over with and gave me 200. So now that's 800 that we had betted on the side. And Biz, I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, when they fired that dog on, when they fired that Mustang up, man, that joke was rumbling so hard I was looking at it. I said, yeah, dog, they fired that that fair amount up. That song was sizzling, man. Sizzling. Oh man. What we done get ourselves into here? Man, that doggone family come out that burnout, and that boy, that Mustang sitting there with it on that lemon. When he brought that family away from there, man, it was over.
Hey, Dre. Yeah. You know you didn't get a chance to see Michael Phillips, did you?
I seen Michael Phillips every day. I talked to both of them for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Michael's riding somebody's street bike, and Riedel was testing to go to Gainesville this weekend.
Yeah.
And Mike said that his motor deal kind of like a little bit up and down right now, but he might be having the motor, as he said he was going that evening after the race and chat with somebody about some motor deal. And
George Bryce.
He's going to Gainesville too. Yeah, I talked to him a couple hours.
Toby. So we're getting up with George Price.
Yep, I talked with him.
Come on, I got this.
Hey, just close some of the mics up, but nigga, close some of the mics.
That's clear now.
I got
one of them stationary mounts with the solenoid and all that for electric shifter for two speed in my trailer crazy if you need it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what happened.
They put everything in.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute some mic, man, cause somebody doing that on purpose. Let me go ahead and mute some of these mics. Let me see. I'm gonna leave Clark open, drag open, Biz open, Jake. The motto to mute it. I'm gonna mute Kid for a minute.
I clicked over and was off for this line that was on it, and it was saying that when I said, I was like, yo, it said, yo.
All right, ain't nobody free open. Yeah, dragging off. I guess we got out there, we did a burnout. We was in two, we thought we was in one. When it shifted neutral, the motor came apart.
Well, what's happening, see, when you pull that thing all the way down, it's supposed to lock the solenoid back. And you want to lock the solenoid back.
Yeah, and, the solenoid and, lock and, it back. It locked it back, but it won't.
Finally, when it got to the shift point and it activated, you had already been in first gear. I mean, not first gear, second gear.
When it bumped it
on in the neutral.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Dre.
I can't understand why it did that, because it was just, when we put it all the way back, it won't let it go back in one. But we take the solenoid off the bracket, it'll let it go in one. And that's what
it may have been in a bind.
Well, we checked the cable. The cable went bind and nothing like that.
No, I ain't talking about the cable. I'm talking about the solenoid may have been too close to the shift itself.
What up,
Chris?
Hey,
I was just going to say, a butt nigga started racing that slow summer gun in 50-degree weather. You know what I'm saying? He might be able to get out of the racetrack.
I want to
thank Big Low for what he did over in Jackson this week. He went over there and, you know, Grudge Inc. went over there and stood up. You know, as Grudge Inc. was standing up down there in Louisiana, you know, he went in the belly of the beast and went over there and took I think on Thursday night he whooped up on Moneymaker, and then on Saturday he went and took the 29-inch shootout. So congratulations to Big Low, Crew Chief, P5, and all the floor standing up for Grudge Inc. over there in Candyland. So
yes,
props to Big Low, baby. Props to Big Low.
Hey, but you know what? Yeah. You know what? The biggest thing they said, he won the 29 in shootout on 28.
Yeah. Won the 29 in shootout on 28. Yes, he did.
He sure did. Hey, listen. Is Mississippi Joe on this phone?
I told Butt Naked to call him now.
Hey, listen.
He didn't call him, so you know he going to get you when he get on now.
Well, you know. They just announced on Dog Show a little while ago that Tony Bynes has named his new G Body Malibu the Gangster Boo 2.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
God damn. No way.
I wanted to call him and tell him. He should name it Punk Out. That's all
he
can
win.
Punk Out.
That man did not name that car the Gangster Boo 2.
Man, listen.
She should have named it Punk Out.
They just announced it on Dog Show, said a new
they
name.
They did not name that car the Gangster Boo 2. No way.
I'm glad he did
because he got a hell of a rep to follow. If that he got a hell of a rep. That's a hell of a rep.
It should be called Gangster.
not even in the vicinity of the gangster.
So his name next up, gangster who?
Yeah, gangster who that? Gangster who? Come on, man.
And what do you say? Gangster Boo 2. I said, damn.
Well, he got a tall order. He got a tall order. Like Ben said, that
all
ain't going to be good for him because anybody that don't know nothing about it, they get in the game and go to looking at the videos about the Gangster Boo, they going to figure since they wrecked the Gangster Boo, and he come up with Gangster Boo 2, that's the same thing all over again. And we all know he ain't going to be able to duplicate the old Gangster Boo, let alone.
Hell no.
He's in a, and no thing, Drag. No, we're not going to turn this into a Tony fashion, but man, that man stock suspension, man. Gangsta Boo doing what he was doing, stock suspension on Twitter. This man got a freaking tube chassis, backhand. Tony, stop it. Name the car, Punk. Stop it, Tony.
I think you got it twisted. I think you got it twisted. It should be crying time instead of prime time. Crying time.
That's Chicago in us, man. We can't. We just when we smell foolishness, man. We can't bat an eye.
I didn't speak on it too tough last night, but man, last night who was that trying to go to Tony with a on 28?
Brian.
Man.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny right there.
Hey, Jay Barnes hosted a good show last night. I think we're gonna give him
Don't tell him that. Hey Ben, you fuck around and tell Jay Barnes that he hosts a good show. He gonna think he butt naked then.
Here you go right here,
go ahead, fuck it.
Boy, y'all wild.
Who was that for?
Jay Barnes hosted a good show last night.
Hey, he did a round of applause.
He did so good.
And I was just gonna say he hosted a show and I don't recall hearing none of that damn music last night. Don't you dare play some music.
That's why the show was good.
Hell yeah, that's why it was good. He had that man, that shit drives me crazy. I can't stand. I hate when I hear that little mess in the background. I'm like, where? And then I think Jay really think it sounds good. That's the sad part.
DJ Grant, I want you to know that the hater suit don't fit you well. I just want you to know. You might need to go back to the tailor. Your hater suit don't fit you well, DJ.
It's a difference being a hater just keeping it real. I'm just goddamn keeping it real. I am not hating. We can take a poll right now who all like that damn music, and you'll see who the hater and who just keeps it real.
As long as that damn button works, if I hit that button, if it works, I mean, you're going to hear.
DJ, I got on late. Did you make the big announcement?
I made the big announcement, but I'll make it again for people that didn't hear it. May the 19th. It's official. It will be the one-year Grudge Inc. anniversary race in Montgomery, Alabama at Montgomery Motorsports Park, and we will be introducing to the world the Grudge Inc. Bad Boys. Willing and ready to defend Grudge Inc. at race events at all costs. We will have something for every class. So for all those who act like they want to challenge Grudge Inc. or say Grudge Inc. don't do this, don't race, and none of that. As of, officially, as of May 19th, ain't nobody ass safe. No more.
And let all the fans know, and don't nobody come and challenge Grudge Inc. Hell, Grudge Inc. is right, Grudge Inc.
That's it. Yeah, if nobody challenge, we'll run each other.
Hey, Jay, I don't know if you was on the phone, but what you think about Tony naming his new Malibu the Gangsta Boo 2?
Did you hear that, J-Boy?
No, J-Boy. You know J-Boy doesn't feel.
J-Boy.
Damn dictatorship. Sound like he's somehow he did shit while ago. It might have been.
That man come and go like the wind. I told y'all, man. He blow in and blow out.
You never
know
where
they are.
It is.
Yeah.
Also, you need to make that same announcement for when it comes time for anybody want to challenge a good event, Grudge Inc. event in Indiana also, because what happened last year, that was imitated. It will never be duplicated.
You know what? And let all the fans know, you know, yeah, we Grudge Inc. Yeah, we gonna stand together. Yeah, we gonna accept fair races.
Exactly.
If I got a 28, I'm not running no damn Dillinger. I'm not running no just because he ain't Grudge Inc. He wanna challenge me with a freaking big block with 29 W's, and I got a small block with 28s. Don't tell me that Grudge Inc. is scared. We ain't doing that. We gonna at least be smart about it.
Exactly.
So. We want some fair races, and we want to get down and put down for the fans. So this is what it's all about. Fans come to see a good show, and fans come to see good Grudge racing. You know, hat races and it's good action. Of shootouts, it's good action, but they want to see some Grudge, and they want to see some people getting on that line and red light because they scared. So when they come at Grudge,
Chris.
Yeah,
good. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris. No, that's right. I was going to get off your line, because somebody calling me from the show.
All right, well, after that, you on the show.
Oh, they done hung up now, Chris.
All right, well, you're Mike Live. You on the show?
You're on the show, Joe. Right, Joe, now let me tell you now. I've been trying to get you on. Your best friend, I told him to call you when the show first started, but you know he. That's your brother now. But nigga did not call you.
Yeah, it's all good, son. Come on now.
It's some news that was brought to our attention.
Now, he on the phone. I'm calling him. He can't go. I know you saw me calling you, Joe. You just take me a while to operate this doggone board. Do you just see me calling?
I'm listening. Go ahead, son.
Oh, you going to eat me?
Well, it's been brought to our attention that Tony Boss Bynes Malibu, he had a poll to choose a name for his Malibu, and it's been brought to our attention that he made the announcement on Dog Show that the name of his Malibu is the Gangsta Boo 2. Were you aware of that?
I got phone calls in Texas saying that he done that, but you know what's the big deal? He got the right to name his car whatever he want to name it. It's no law or nothing against it, you know.
Yeah, we all understand that, but you know it.
Right.
I figured you were gonna take that approach to it, and that's pretty much the right approach to it. But I just, you know, everybody say it's a tall glass to fill or a tall order to fill to even try to put that the name Gangsta on a Malibu.
Come on, man. Hold on. I got to stop you, man. Come on, man. Now, we talking about Tony Boss Bynes, man. The man to do they Grudge racing, man.
Oh, man.
Come on,
mute
now.
Your mic. Come on. Hold on. Mute your mic. Somebody that came and got into your body and took over his mouth. Now, dog, that person that's talking ain't my Mississippi brother. That ain't, whoever that is, that must be Travis, because that ain't my man Joe.
Hey,
Well, can I talk on this show, or do I need to go on mute? Which one do I need to do?
You need to talk.
Hey.
You need to talk.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell all y'all something, man. Y'all jealous of Tony Bynes, man. Don't y'all be jealous of Tony Bynes, bro. There's no real reason for y'all to be jealous. There's room in this blood game for everybody, man. I don't understand you guys, man. Why you guys can't just make y'all cars go fast like Tony Bynes, man?
That's
all y'all got to do is spend some money and buy some motors and spend a lot of money on some cars, and y'all can do that, man.
Joseph
Lewis. I hate so bad on Tony Bynes, man.
Stop.
Every time
Stop.
I turn around, y'all hating on Tony Bynes, man. What is wrong with you guys, buddy? Hold on, y'all. First of all, hold on. First of all, I can't understand nobody because too many people talking. So I'm going to be quiet and let one person talk. Okay, go ahead, fellas.
Well, Mississippi Joe, I want to know what kind of car should we be getting? Some Novas, some Malibus, or some FCs?
Oh, this big drag. How you doing, big fella? I didn't know you was on it. Let me get my shit together now. I ain't know you was on it, big fella. What's going on?
We just trying to wonder what kind of cars we need to get.
I don't know, Drag, but I didn't know you was in this bunch. I think, you know, we got a lot of jealousy and envy here going on. And I'm trying to tell you guys, that's not the way to be. We need to love one another. You know?
Hey, now Joe, you was one of the head honchos for the grudging bad boy now. So
I'm still one. Hold on. Let me make this clear before you go even any further.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm still one.
I'm still one.
And I'm gonna tell you what. I don't want to talk about what I'm gonna try to do and what I'm gonna fit to do. Let me talk about it after I've done it, bro. Okay. Okay.
Well, we're not talking about what you glad. We're just talking about your mentality. And
I'm still one.
Yes.
I'm still one.
Well, we're letting everybody know May 19th in Montgomery Motor Sports Park. It's official. That we will be introducing to the world the Grudging Bad Boys.
Ain't no doubt. It's official.
Stunner, that's kind of too close to the 901 Bad Boys. We might want to,
Hey, man, we'll hold off. We got a race every month, man. He'll hold off.
I think he said because the name Bad Boys and the 901 Bad Boys. Is that what you're saying, Biz?
Oh, okay. I ain't understanding.
We are the grudging bad boy killers.
Ain't nobody said no bad. You put the bad boy in there, son. I said grudging killers.
Grudging killers.
That's right. Look at your text. When I text you, that's all we got to do.
You know what? We're going to do grudging gangsters.
The grudging
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to leave it alone. If life lasts and death pass and the creek don't ride, we're going to see who the gangster is, man. That's all it is. Y'all don't be jealous. We're going to see who the gangster and who the wangster. That's all I can say. So let's don't be jealous, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, let's don't be jealous.
Hey, Stunner, I'm gonna take the bridle off. Hey, Joe, that Gangsta Boo 2 gonna fuck you up.
Okay, yeah, well, Clark, you might be right. You might be right, Clark. We may not make the trip. Anything happening, drag racing. You right, man.
Side by side, down the racetrack. God damn it. The gates, you got to fight for your name, Joe.
Man, I got to fight? Man, listen.
Take the brow off, Joe.
I guess y'all want me to clown, don't you, today? But it ain't going to work, buddy. I'm going to let y'all have this shit.
You're too cool, Joe.
Well, you know, when you know you got the real deal, why am I being questioned? Why even am I being interviewed?
Hold on, hold
you. I don't understand this shit, man.
I read into stuff, Joe.
You just said, Joe.
He just said he got the real deal. So if you got the real deal, that means somebody else is a fake and a fraud.
Well, he know we got the real deal. I mean, if he said we didn't, he would be lying.
Well, he know we got the real deal. I mean,
Hey, Joe, you said something good. You had to say it twice.
I can't hear y'all, man. Y'all got other kind of shows playing. What's going on?
Somebody got something.
Huh? Hey, man, I can't. But y'all call me for this. But, man, it's just good for the game, man. I mean, obviously, Tony loved the Gangsta Boo. It was in his heart, so he decided to name his car the Gangsta Boo. So he had a lot of love for the car, you know?
Wow.
Hello?
I don't want to hear that.
Hey, man, could y'all go back and reintroduce Mississippi Joe in on the show, please? Could y'all please reintroduce him on the show, please?
Hey, man, I'm on here, man. Hey, Larry, that motherfucker bumped his head, goddammit. That motherfucker bumped his head. I'm on here, man. I mean, who else are you all looking for, man?
So, Joe, the saying is true what you used to say. If both cars make the trip, what is it? Your famous quote. If both cars make the trip.
Hey, man, you know what? I don't even want to speak on that right now because, you know, we not even out. So, you know, hey. You know,
I see.
You know, so ain't no use to me talking about that kind of stuff, man. If that day come, and if, and y'all see if, how about that?
Hey, man, Stutter.
Yeah.
Hey. Start talking about butt naked. Joe ain't talking about shit tonight. Start changing something.
You're right. Let Big Clark, motherfucking big head ass, talk about something. Since he won't want somebody to talk. Since he goddamn won't want to talk.
Hey,
mute my mic.
Hey,
mute my mic. Let Clark talk.
Hey, mute that motherfucking mic. Hey, butt naked, what you got to talk about?
You're right. Hey, mute my mic and let's talk about the goddamn nightmare. Let's talk about the nightmare now. Well, Clark, goddamn, you a motherfucker, man. You a motherfucker, Clark. That's all I can say, man. Well, you know, man, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. And y'all need to hear me good. I quite don't think I got the nerves I used to have. When I got up today and I was walking around, I realized I was getting old and I'm worrying a lot. Things of that nature. I just ain't the man that I used to be, man. And you know, and I don't know if it's good or it's bad, y'all, but that's what it is.
Hey,
so just stay tuned. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, Joe, you already know.
Yeah.
Hey, you already know that girl told you wasn't the man you used to be, goddammit. She told you that other day you were talking about it. So, goddamn,
you
been knowing that.
You ain't fucking lying. But I'm talking about mentally now, Clark. It ain't no secret. Physically, I've been shot. I do like you and Big Drag by 1 or 2 minutes now.
That's all it takes.
Hey, Joe, you know we was riding together Sunday. Everybody don't know that me and you was together. You told me, I heard you on the phone talking to that girl. You said, well, baby, don't worry about it. What I can't do from the hip, I do it from the lip.
Oh, Lord, it's gonna be the cutest motherfucker. All right, so y'all want to crack jokes on me today. Y'all surprise motherfuckers over here, man. Y'all riding. All y'all motherfuckers riding, man. with Mississippi Joe Day. I see. Okay, now what y'all want me to do? How y'all want me to respond? I'm gonna give you what you want.
Well, y'all, gotta be honest with you, man. You threw us for a loop there, goddog. We just know we've lost money on
I'm gonna tell you what I want to know. Now, you're gonna be one of our main go-to guys to handle anybody on 29. So if anybody on 29, what is gonna be?
What now? Listen, man, this summer,
this shit gonna be off the chain. That's all I can say. Listen to me good. If the good Lord spare all us and the creek don't rise, this shit gonna be off the chain. Motherfuckers gonna have to shit or get off the pot. You know, everybody can talk a good game, get on these talk shows and say you the bad and you the fat, and that includes me. That includes me too, Mississippi Joe. But boy, when you line them things up, it's gonna tell it all. That's all I can say. I'm through with that. Y'all have a good day, fella. I'm gonna go on mute. Y'all already tell me I talk too much, so I'm gonna go on mute.
All right, buddy.
I bet I get him off mute real quick. I'm on mute watch. I'm not coming off mute.
Somebody just texted me from Florida, and they said that it's only one gangster boo, and that's the gangster boo too, because the other gangster boo wasn't relevant because the driver was Tony Boss Bynes. So, that's what they just said.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the car.
Hey, well. Somebody from Florida. You're right. You got me on mute.
He's back on mute.
I'm going to tell you what you tell that person from Florida. You tell that person from Florida. See which one of them motherfuckers with that boogie red, which one he going to lock in first.
Okay,
you tell him that. Text him that.
Let me text him right quick. Hold on.
Text him that. You know we gonna be weak and slow. Ain't no secret. I'm gonna let the whole world know that we gonna be weak and we gonna be slow.
He must be listening. Cause
we making a lot of changes. So
we're gonna have to open up some more mic, man. We losing hands up. Y'all,
man, I want my dead shit, but
don't nobody care about nobody. People lose, let me tell you, people drop their hands because they don't want to be in the fire. That's fine.
Some of them
are
holding on
45, 50
minutes.
Listen, man.
We've been waiting on your head to race for goddamn it 2 years, and you still leave us waiting, so let them wait. Come on with it.
You can't wait like that. You ain't going to do that. 630-1551.
Y'all go to hell. Let me on
these phone books. 630-1551. Who we speaking with?
Yeah. 630-1551. What's going on,
bud nigga? What's going on? Who we speaking with?
This is Big Danny.
What's going on, Big Danny? You doing
all right? Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just listening to you guys. That's all.
What's going on, Big Danny? How you doing, Big Danny? How you doing, brother? We gonna get to everybody. Listen, man. If you got something to say, sometimes they push the one button and really don't want to say nothing. If you don't want to say something, you can push the one button and take yourself back out the queue. If you do want to say something, leave it up and we will call on you here in just a second.
I'm gonna go back on mute so y'all can get the mics open.
All right, 313-7935.
You might lie,
who we speaking with?
What up, brother? DJ Grant. What's going on? This is Tim from up here in Michigan, man. What's going on, man?
We doing
all right,
brother. How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, Big Drag, I ran into your boy Pine this weekend at the Autorama, trying to get that $20 from you. Well, $20
from
you,
you
want to get that man. Man, I'm getting that $20 out of fine ass. Hey, how you doing today, Larry? You
all right? Hey, yeah, I'm cool, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. All right, I'm going to make this real short and simple. Hey, Tyson, you still on the phone? Is Tyson still on, or he dropped off?
Yeah, well, I got his phone. It might read. Hold on, I'm reading Mike.
I'm opening him up, baby.
All right, I got Tyson opening up. Tyson, open that.
Hey, what's going on, Tyson? You all right?
He on here, though. He's still up there.
Mute him back, because I hear a little background noise on there. Mute him back. Biz, go ahead, Biz, and say what you read that text so we can hear that text.
Okay, he said that he is going to lock in the Gangsta Boo 2, because that's the car that's relevant. That other car, the first case, is not relevant.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious, man?
Hold on, man. The man is right, though. The man is right. I'm trying to tell you. I even said that. We not ready,
hold on, though. So he's right, though, man.
You can't argue with that fella. We not ready.
Hold on, Joe. I'm talking for me. I'm not talking for you and talking for nobody else. That motherfucking car ain't relevant because it ain't did shit yet.
Well, you know, if Tony Bynes got it, everybody know it's going to run. It's going to fly. It's going to be super fast, and it's going to be the fastest, and it's going to be the best of the best, and it's going to be all that. Everybody know that. Because prime time rules, man. Everybody know. No, shut up and quit hating on prime time. Stunning all y'all, man. Prime time rules, buddy.
Listen, man. Grudge racing is what the fuck have you done for me lately. That's how he did shit. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm better than that motherfucker. I done got some punk outs this year. That goddamn car ain't got no punk outs this year. He ain't got shit. He ain't been down the track, is
But it's Tony Bynes' car, man. So you know it's gonna be bad, Stunner.
I don't care if it was John Ford's car. What the hell that means? It gotta do something. It ain't did nothing. I don't know how the hell they can say they can call it gangster boot too. I don't know.
Well, you got to look at that. The Hun didn't do nothing. Hey, the Hun didn't do nothing. He called that motherfucker Rambo, so he can name him now.
Well, I agree with you. The man can call a car, whatever the hell he want
to
call a car.
Yeah, he can do that. He got the right to do that.
Why would you try to put a car in the shoe that it know it can't fit?
Well, he might feel like because he went and got a chassis back at Malibu with super light and everything that's going to run like that. You don't never know what a man's thinking, Stunner. Give him the benefit of the doubt, man.
Look at Rambo 2. Rambo 2 ain't doing nothing.
Go hit your head again, Joe.
Hey, y'all. Hey, man, everything just remains to be seen, man. So we'll see, fellas. Y'all calm down. Get your panties out of a wad, man. Come on, guys. And y'all freaking kill me, buddy. Fucking ain't, buddy. You fucking ain't, man.
Well, y'all, Ollie almost more mics, man. 219-5258. Your mic is live.
That damn butt nigga like working the computer, though.
219-5258. Going down to the next. No, Flyer did it. These folks been holding a long time, man. Lotto. 219-2285.
It might be a lot
of weeks. That's Leon. What's
going on, Leon?
I think that was his house number, too. That other number you called out. It's the first 219 number. That's Leon's house number.
I'm trying to get Turbo Tim on.
There's a lot of folks on in there. I'm trying to tell you, we got a bad phone for y'all. Don't want me to hold up no mic. Got their hands up.
Hey, what's that? Turbo Tim trying to get on. You got his number?
Know what I told you a while ago? There's multiple three phones on here. You talking about don't hold up no mic yet? Don't we know much?
I ain't say, listen.
It might be Turbo Tim. I don't know the number by heart. I'm finna see. I gotta look on my phone and see. 334-0852.
I say, Les.
Hey.
I think you need somebody to call it.
334-0852.
Oh, no. He might be on. His last four is. Hold on.
Matt, mute that mic. 334-0852. What you saying, DJ?
9052.
I had to call him in a second. Let me almost see. Take the other three mics right
there. Do you see that on there?
I see 0852.
So 9052.
We might stroll all the way down. Wait a minute. 251-3867. Your mic is live. Going back on mute. 334-5002. Mike and Lyle, who we speaking with?
Yeah.
DJ, what's
hello?
DJ?
What, it, okay,
yo.
Who else on? What? Call? Did you see 09? What is 9052?
I see 5002. 334-5002.
Uh-oh.
They had their hand up too. I guess I mute them. Me going on down. What's 010 for Freeport? 334?
Yeah.
I ain't on the show. I'm at the call.
I think it is.
Huh?
Yes. It's 334-9052.
I guess you do some talking. Let me call him up.
All right. Well, who else still on with me?
Thank you very much, but Nicky.
You're welcome, Big Clark.
What did you do, Clark? He muted you, Clark.
Oh, no. He knows how to mute me. I'll mute his ass back.
What the hell you mean what I do? I do what the hell I want to do to him. Start that shit tonight.
Hey, Stoner, that motherfucker mute me. I'm going to mute his ass back on his own show.
Different day, I'm going to name my car Nightmare, goddamn.
Hey, I'm going to go to your ass if you do it. I ain't got to worry about you, though. Hey, wait a second. I ain't got to worry about you.
Goddamn, you be all right.
I ain't got to worry about but nigga. He ain't going to race nowhere.
Okay. Let me find Turbo number right quick.
So y'all had a good time down there, Claude?
Man, I'm going to tell you, we had a wonderful time, Stunner. Man, there was so many damn people. We saw some pretty good racing. You know, everybody had a good time.
Hey, Chris, tell them about the doggone layout at the track. Hey, Stunner, they got a doggone box right on the starting line, man, where you can sit down and have drinks, food, and a pool table where you can look out the window at the starting line and watch the races, man. And
that's right.
On, man.
Hey, Stunner, and the wonder is right there by the water box.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Man, big yeah. Come on, down man. There, man. We drink, man, cold drink, lemonade, all that freezing cold, man. We sit in the air conditioning, looking out the window at the races, and they playing pool. We got two pool tables. Man, that place is nice.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Hey, man, it's late. Hey, it's laid out, Stunner. It's laid out. We got to get to him. It's laid out, man.
So I want to worry. So can we expect to see the Mississippi Nightmare at Montgomery Motorsports Park on May the 19th?
Yes, sir, you can.
So what about you, Big Drag? Can we confirm that we will see?
Yes, sir. My plans is to be there.
And Mississippi Joe, with a new and improved
yes sir
gangster.
Yes sir.
Will it be in the house?
Yes sir. What you say, sir?
I said, can we expect to see the new and improved gangster Boo in Montgomery?
Gangster will be there. Gangsta will be there May 19th, baby.
King Biz. King Biz.
What about Gangsta Boo number two?
I can't speak for Gangsta Boo number two now.
Hey, Stella.
Hey,
yes,
this
sir.
Is Lee.
Also, we like to everybody know that sure enough, the 69 Camaro will be there also.
Sure enough, 69 Camaro.
Uh-oh.
Woo-hoo. I told you we will have something for every class, everybody.
Bring it on. Hey, Lee, don't leave out that back half 69 Camaro, too.
Leave that mother at home.
Hey, leave
me alone. Hey, you're wrong for that, man.
Hey, man. You know, hey, I had to throw one in at O'Leary on there once in a while. That's O'Leary, man. That's O'Leary.
Hey, Todd. Let me leave that alone, but I'm going to get in Gaz's ass when I catch him there.
Hey, hey, you better leave Gaddy alone, boy.
Gaddy.
All right, Leah.
Hey, well, I come up
in the
that's who I'm coming to rate.
Okay, now you asking for it. We don't want you. We don't want you but one time, though.
I want it.
Okay.
How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing?
Everybody good? What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Y'all made me turn my mic on, man. I heard they said something about the gangster number two. I didn't know that even gangster number two exists.
You know.
Who is it?
Where the hell did that damn Jay Barnes go? That's a song on that duck ear. Now, where the hell did Jay Barnes go?
It ain't that many potato chips in the world.
Hey,
But nigga, that went goddamn crazy.
I ain't went crazy. They know what they posted on that goddamn post.
We call it me and all. We got a deal. God damn it, motherfucker. They do this, watch it again.
Hey,
everybody naked?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we going to stop on the bottom when we going to the top. So, you sit your ass on back. We'll get back at you in a minute. We coming for you, tell you. We here now. That's all you got to know, baby.
That's all we got to know.
Hey, start from the bottom. Hey, there ain't nowhere to go but up, baby.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Sound good.
So you gonna try Never Scared? So what you want? You want to start from the bottom of Never Scared, or you just want the baddest one of Never Scared? But
I don't give a fuck about none of Never Scared. You hear me? Long as they start expensive, fuck them.
Damn. But nigga, I always try to act bad as shit.
I ain't bad as real talk. Shit, they put that post.
All the way.
I want DJ. I want the one that posted that motherfucking post. Whichever one posted that post, that's the one I want.
Run. And then he be listening to the show sometime with me.
when he overheard the conversation about what he was going to do. But he also knew the fact that we went down south. And when we went down south, Big Drag went down south because I told him Big Drag was going down south to take care of his business. So he was just curious, and he asked me that question. So I thought I'd let Good G answer that question for him.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, it's getting to the point where Tony, even with the type of cars that Tony got, he can't hold off the cars that's coming at that, the cars he's been trying to think that was below him that he liked to pick on.
What do you think?
He's getting to a point where them type cars starting to not care about him either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I learned a long time ago, DJ, sometimes it's good to be careful what you say because you never know who listening. And when he was talking about what he was going to do when he came to Chicago, but my grandson know that Big Drag been down south, so he asked me that question, you know. Little kids. A lot of time we think they're little kids, but they be listening, man, and they be understanding and hearing stuff. And when they do, they want to know the answer to it, and I didn't know how to answer it, so I figured my good Jake brothers could answer for him.
Yeah. Larry,
well,
like
that
kid been around you a long time. He got a lot of knowledge. That's
a real
right there, man.
Hey, man, I've been had him up under me since he was 6 months old, man. Because, you know, when they're under 6 months, I don't too much like to put my hands on them because they'd be too small. But since he's been 6 months old, when I get ready to go somewhere, I take him with me. I take up time with me, and I make sure he's here, a student in school, you know. And they pay attention to everything, man.
Sound like he's a smart young man, man, because he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Ain't no doubt about it. He going to know about that drag racing, man, because it's in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want nobody to think I'm bashing Tony, because Tony wheel racing, the thing is, if people are enough to fall for, you know, it takes two to race. So if he challenged a man and the man accept, and you know, he being stupid.
He said, if you was just talking about a normal guy, check this out. From the first time that we ever heard anything, and I'm not bashing neither, I'm just being factual. So the first time I ever heard of him, he was the people's champ in the South, okay?
Uh-huh.
Big Drag has been the people's choice in the Midwest, back here.
Gotcha.
You know, so what we did, we took the people's choice from the Midwest and sent him to the South to see who really was the champ. You know, and that's what I stand on. That's what my whole idealistic manner, and I think my grandson's idealistic manner too, because he's seen everything that went on that night at the track. And when he did, he gave him his props and stuff, saying his car's running and this and that and so far and so on. But you know, because of the simple fact that he heard so much about Big Drag with me being around Big Drag so many years, and Big Drag went down there when he wanted to know what had happened, and I told him nothing. He couldn't understand that, so that was just clarification for him, you know.
I got you, Big Drag. Are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Answer a question for me.
Okay.
If Tony put big ties on Moneymaker, would it be considered or kind of classified as being a car in your class or in a car that's considered to be, you know, eligible to run, you know? Kind of an even matchup?
Nah. I mean, we got to be real about it. Tony's car is full chassis. Yeah, it is, but it's an old school type of car. You know, I got a brand new state of the art car. And, you know, regardless if we rivalries or whatever, you know, you got to keep it like it is. Tony is beat in both. Be honest with you, Tony would be beat in both departments, R and engine. You know, even his engine with all the nitrous he got on can't add up to the engine that we working with. And the car, you know, the car is the major thing, you know. He ain't got that caliber car. Tony was
a
one-car
race.
I understand what it is, but two things. One is you running all motor horsepower.
Yes.
And I heard Tony make the statement basically like, who was drag? Who is drag, or he's not scared of drag, and he would run drag, that he could put bigger tires on Moneymaker and run big drag. Who is big drag? That's what Tony said.
Well, you know, Tony ain't said nothing to me really about doing nothing but if he can put the biggest tires he can find on Moneymaker, we're going to give him one and one. We're going to give him the back tire and the clear. You know, whatever we need.
So if, you give him the back tire and the clear, he can spray and you on the motor.
We're going to run on the motor.
And dance at the finish line.
Wait a minute.
That'll be the first time y'all get a chance to see an old man.
And the clear.
Yes. That's the name.
And you on the motor.
Yes, sir.
In the eighth of mile, and you're going to clear him.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he want them fries. You know, like I said, a lot of times people say, you know, a pair of lips can say anything. I think he would, you know.
Well, you know, it's a whole lot of time people think they're a Big Mac, man, but a lot of time it turns out to be a small order of fries, man. The man is not playing no games.
Only because he be saying the stuff that he say. I really, Tony ain't even in the same class with me. That's why I don't be picking on him or saying nothing, because that's what it'll be picking on, you know.
Yeah, and I don't want to make like we picking on. We not picking on. I mean, the bottom line is, when you're in the spotlight and when you're the grudge race of the year and when you do and talk as much as Tony do, it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But I personally heard him say that, but I'm sure he will recant that statement. I don't think, you know. I mean, I agree as far as it's not the cow for a car, but at the same time, don't you agree most of the cars that he tried to go after and run ain't the caliber of car that he is in?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, for Big Loader running Moneymaker with a stock suspension Malibu, you know, against Moneymaker, that's, you know, he's outclassed. Actually outclassed,
yeah.
But, you know, he ran him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Well, you know, it's racing time now, bro. I'm mad at work right now. We getting a little buzz worked out the stuff that we're doing. We got about a 5-6 hour drive, but where we're going, the weather's gonna be pretty decent. We're gonna do a little shaking down here soon, and we're gonna be ready to go. We're gonna be locking in races and trying to make some action.
There it is. And that's what it's all about. I mean, just like somebody was saying to me earlier, and I totally agree with them, but I'm actually doing exactly what they were saying. You know, a lot of times you can have all the right stuff, but having all the right stuff and not applying it right, you're still spinning your wheels. And I have to say that I'm kind of in that boat, because, you know, it's a lot more that I could be doing and should be doing. But I'm working all the rest of my little bugs out, and that's where I hope to be, you know. But go ahead.
Your car's pretty impressive, you know, especially knowing that you're a one-man band. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen you at the track with no tuners under your hood, nobody under your chassis, none of that. You know, you're doing it all when it comes to maintaining that car. So I take my hat off to you for that much, man. You got a bunch of people that'll come around and say, yeah, well, he make his best run when he come out the trailer and he do this and he do that. But nobody, not one time, when you've made several runs that day, you lift the scoreboard up. So who's to say one run was better than the other? You know, but you're going to have your pros and cons in anything and everything you do. But for a person that, got a lot of noise there. For a person that can sit on the side and talk about what the next man doing, they ain't doing nothing themselves, man. They don't even know what it takes to do this.
You're right, man. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to find that noise.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find it now.
Who is that noise?
I'm trying to trying to find it now.
You know, we don't have no bunch of tuners or nothing like that. That's why you see what when we came to Lehman, we came with a fresh car. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought we went testing and we did that, and I just let them believe what they wanted to believe. But little do they know my stuff was tested before it ever got in the car. You know, we know what we're doing. But we had some issues out the mission box, and with me being the number one guy that oversees the car, I wasn't feeling good that day. So you see what my brothers did, DJ. Those are all my brothers and cousins that you seen on my team.
Yeah, family. I seen it, all family.
Yeah, you see what they did. They said, well, my brother's sick. We're going to put the car in the trailer. And that's what they did. You know, we lived to race another day.
That's it.
So, I take my hat off to you, bro. You're doing very well. You know what I'm saying? You're fooling with that doggone computer. You're under that hood doing this, and you got your one buddy Red to be with you all the time. You know, I know he with you all the time. And I tell y'all too that I ever see fooling with the car. It ain't easy.
Yeah,
it ain't.
And it takes more than us two, I can tell you. I mean, but all I can say is I'm doing my due diligence now. And getting the right hands on it and the right people in place, so you know, you gonna be no more of that nonsense. Cause I mean,
right.
Everybody that I plan on going after ain't no slouches, and they got their shit together. And everybody that I'm talking about racing when they had the track with their car, it's at least five or six people working on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
That noise got to be. Somebody on clock phone. So what
I'm on, but I didn't get on clock, but I'm on here.
I see you on, but ain't nobody might open mine, yours, and DJ and Larry.
Ain't nobody on my phone with Mississippi Joe.
I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah, Joe got his on mute. That Joe.
And I'm on mute too.
Yeah, you call me Big Clark.
Yeah, you on mute, ain't you?
Yeah, I was on mute till you called me.
Yeah, that on my phone, but nigga.
I'm going back on mute, man.
All right.
Yeah, but it takes a lot, man, to do this stuff.
It does.
You know, it's a lot to get to the racetrack. A lot of people don't see that. You got several guys, man. You know, when you come from as far as you guys come from. Like, DJ, you come from Alabama, but Neck, you come from Alabama. You know, Big Low, them come all the way from the bottom of Florida. You know, Jay Barnes and all their crew, they come from Atlanta. I mean, Georgia, when they come here to the north. Man, that's a haul, bro. That's a major haul, man. And you need two, three different drivers, you know.
Just to come.
That's for real. Now you get all that. You got to get to the racetrack. You know,
one thing I want to, just like all my brothers, they got my support of at any race that they throw in. If any race I can make, I will be there with my car. And I like the fact of, you know, all of us trying to get together, stick together, and keep this thing going, because that's what it's all about. You know, giving the people what they want and us getting together and fellowshipping and having a good time, man, because, I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. You know, DJ, we ought to seriously think about maybe one of our governors to have a show about what all it takes to go racing before we even go racing, you know, and let people know.
They can really appreciate what it is we doing it when we – I mean, it don't matter if it's a track in our backyard. It's still the same preparation.
Yeah.
Just to go.
It is, man. You know, and then the working up to it, getting ready to do
it. The behind the scene, getting ready for it, exactly.
Right. I mean, it's a strung out deal.
You got to tell me, and the maintenance and all this on these cars, shoot, it ain't like your everyday car.
These cars
are pampered.
What about the maintenance on your tow vehicle? The maintenance on your trailer?
Exactly. I gotta put some tires and brakes and wheel bearing. I got some stuff I gotta do to the truck now.
Right. All that stuff plays a role.
You know, because those are your support vehicles. Without them, you can't go race.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to do a show about that so people can have a better idea. You know, maybe some people know, but they never really think about what all goes on. See, as a spectator, and I've been that before, I get in my car and drive the track, and I pay my little whatever it is to get in, and, you know, boom, I get a chance to watch all these different cars, and when I'm tired of looking, I get in my car and go back home. But they need to know what these guys that come to race have to do.
I promise you. Yeah, that would be a very interesting and good topic.
Yeah. And even a guy like Tony Bynes. You know, look
exactly.
at all the cars Tony towed around.
Several cars.
Tony
towed
around three, four different cars, you know, on a regular basis. Man,
that's
that takes a lot of doing, man. That
it
takes
does.
A whole
it does. And, I mean, we was having our little fun with Tony earlier, but, I mean, it no harm intended. It's just all in the fun of grudge racing. But that is very true, especially dealing with three and four cars, man, and driving three and four cars and pulling three and four cars and tuning
right.
three and four cars. Come on, man. That's a lot.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot. So just for that much right there, we got to give him some sort of props.
Got to.
You know, just
got
for
to.
That. And then he go out and he win, you know.
And he racing every weekend.
Right. Right. So, Tony, you know, other than the little whining and stuff like that, man, he's a champion.
He all right,
yeah.
That's why I made the statement, Drag, that, you know, I'm not interested in bashing. It's just that sometimes we say things that, in my own personal opinion, that shouldn't be said, you know, because of the simple fact that. But I heard the statement was about up here, the guys up here, and the other statement about you would have to have the fastest car in the world to whoop him with no nitrous. You know, I already know you. I know your history. I know your identity. I've been knowing you for 10 years, and I knew what he was talking about. I knew he was talking out the side of his neck.
Yeah,
you know, like he's talking out the side of his neck. When he come back up here, he thinks he's going to have Candyland when he come back up in Indiana this time. But I'm going to be willing to lock in with him that he don't have no Candyland when he come up here this time.
Well, he got good brakes. He did win. We can't take the win from him. But Tony,
never
win. Tony got good brakes. He got good brakes. He beat Tate. Tate had a crash. He beat 3 Love. We turned the red on. And 3 Love car backfired and shut off. You know, those were lucky brakes. Those were two cars at the time he could not beat. So, but I mean, luck goes with the territory. We don't want to take the win away from him.
That's true.
And Drag, we didn't take the wins away from him. We gave him all the credit in the world. But, you know, that's because in drag racing, anything can happen. You know, but my
that's
point
true.
That I'm trying to make, because of the simple fact that it happened that way, you know, let's not go overboard. You know, let's stay on top of the ship because if you go out and fall off the ship, you might drown.
Tony, all he sees is grudge racing. And for him to say some of the stuff that he said, that lets me know he don't know nothing about any other type of racing, man. If he would just, you know, look around. Now, we was on the phone today with Pro Stock Joe, and he had some dudes from over New York, you know, we was talking about doing some stuff, this and that. And the first thing them dudes said, you know, what you got for an engine, what you got for a car, blah, 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 blah. And I know these motor cars, some of them can do this and some of them can do that. Tony ain't never talked that at one time. You know what I'm saying, from talking to Tony. But these guys that we talked to today, you know what I'm saying, they ain't green. They ain't green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these were some kind of fast dudes, you know, but... That shows me that he really didn't know no whole lot, you know what I'm saying? He was going to get taken by storm and didn't even know it yet, you know, but he got away, he got a pass because stuff didn't work out like was planned. But I believe he got Dogger, he'll stay in his place now. If he don't, we'll put him in his place.
Ain't no doubt about that now.
Yeah.
I know if this old group keep bumping these heads around and so far and so on, it's gonna be kind of rough, you know. But my main thing now is this grudge ain't
these grudge ain't gangsters, you know. I'm ready for it to go down, baby. I'm ready for it to go down, cause me, my own personal self, I feel like right now, for the knowledge that I have about grudge ain't, anybody want to mess with grudge ain't, man, got to have some kind of bump on their head that'll never go down.
Well, this deal that DJ put together is actually a really good deal, and I've had a really good time. You know what I'm saying? We pretty fresh around here. You know, I ain't going to put no whole bunch of laps on my car because I don't want to time it out. But I'm going to be ready for DJ Race, you know, and I'm going to be down there. That's going to be, you know, a good track to make some killer runs on.
Yes.
That should be good for me, and I'll be well tested by them, you know. And including my guys, my other guys, like Joe, Mississippi Joe, and my partner Big Chris. And, you know, we all going to be ready, man. We're going to be ready, and we're going to be there, and we're going to make a show for not just Grudge Inc., but DJ as well, and Butt Neck and them in their home state.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you the track will be on Super Q because two or three days prior to that Sunday, I think it's the Thursday, Friday, so they have a huge, big bracket race with a bunch of big tire cars, so it's going to be plenty of rub on the track to make the track even better.
Well, I've raced Montgomery several times. I actually used to go down there quite a bit with Edmund Hall, just down there last year with Edmund, and I plan on going this year with Edmund on the 24th or 26th or whatever it was, but it's kind of not doable for me because I'm not all the way, I haven't been tested yet totally, so I'm going to have to pass on that. But, yeah, I'll come down there before with a motor car and run one of Edmund's races with all them guys, and I ended up going to the semifinals, you know, with a motor car. So I'm familiar with the track. It's a darn good track.
Mm-hmm.
Leon was there. Me and Leon went there last year, and CJ went too. And actually, we grudge raced two grudge races there last year with CJ Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always trying to improve. I mean, the ground, the track, the racetrack sits on, I think, 200 plus acres. So there's plenty of room. I mean, it ain't, you don't have to worry about, you know, having problems finding parking, and I mean, it's plenty of that. Plenty of room for parking, plenty of room for spectators. It's just plenty of room. It's, you know, a very nice facility, and they love Grudge Inc. So,
we'll be there, bro. Like Joe says, if the Lord's will, we'll be there.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the process of right now downsizing my trailer because, I'm going to get me a smaller truck. I ain't got to worry about having to have something to haul that house all the time. And I'll be able to come and go as I please then, you know.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't want, you going to keep it, or you going to sell it, or what?
I'm going to put the stacker up for now and get me a smaller truck with like a 32-foot tag. And I'm just going to have me either get me a small motorhome or another dually, which I want a small motorhome, so all my guys, you know, all of us big dudes, so we don't want to be cramped up in no dually.
Gotcha.
But we're gonna have something pretty much for sure by the time your race come around. You know, I'm working on that right now. As a matter of fact, I talked with a dude today about another trailer. You know, my brothers don't want to get rid of the stacker. They want us to keep it. But you know, it's just too much work until they're around with me. You know, when I got to do this stuff with just me and one or two other dudes, it's a lot of work.
I can imagine. I promise you, man. You cannot do this stuff by yourself.
My brothers from down south, they'll be over Montgomery with me. They'll meet me. They'll meet me there. You know, anything that's within 8-10 hours, they come. So I mean, I always have the help. Shoot, I got to get out of Chicago.
Oh, Big Dread, don't take it like that. You're a man of many hats. Just go and do what you got to do. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's what I've been doing. By the time I get everything loaded up in that old shotgun and get in the doggone truck, I'm walking.
Is that the 200 mile an hour plus superstar we got on the line?
That's him.
Bobby Wildchild. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, y'all. I'm down here trying to work some rates on the room. I got some guys, Jack Flashy, calling me in from Florida. So I'm trying to get them some rates on the room at the Hampton Inn. So,
okay. You got a show coming up? Where's your show?
We got one March the 22nd and 23rd, my grand opening. You know, we got some big tire action. We got motorcycles. We got Top Gear bike. We got Ultimate Street bike. And also we got, we're going to have a bracket class for bikes. And then we're going over to the, we got a 650 and a 750 to look out and roll a little bit slower. And then we got that 28 or 29 stock suspension, no wheelie bars. And then we come on down to them guys look like me, you know, with the G-body car like mine, the G-body, like mine, the big drag, you know, them G-body car. So we got the, we're going to call it the Elite 8. So we got Big Jerome, me and Big Jerome, we done locked in, so... we got Dolomite, so he's going to be in the house. The Virgil Boy, Sam Alexander. I mean, we just got a bunch of them, you know, that I ain't going to try to name all of them. CG Knight, I'm going to try to name who I can. The Israel Brothers, Casey Vickerson, they got Pro Stock Truck. I don't know, man, we just got a bunch of action. Then... To make that thing more interesting, you got J-Bone Bobby Child and Postdoc Joe got a $200 entry-free go-kart race. 5 laps around the track. And then we're going to take the tent down for a little while, and we're going to come right on back April the 26th and 27th. And we should be able to get afternoon and get the room for like $79 a night. And that went Big Drag and Dick Clark, and I'm going to have to drag them along with a whole lot of other activity we're going to have going on that day.
Well, Bobby, when we get together and figure this out, I'm coming, bro. You can count on me. I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Nah. You said, now, I want y'all to know now, Big Drag have also given me the head up break.
When did he do that,
Bobby Shaw? and Dick Clark gave me the back tie. I just want to let everybody know that.
Yeah, Ali.
Hey, Bobby Shaw, I'm gonna tell you like Purple Rain told me today. I got the back ties in my storage room. I'm gonna bring you.
I don't need them now. I got some good ones on my car. Ain't that right, Dre? Everything
yes,
fit perfect. Hey, everything fit perfect.
You got them all, Bobby Shaw?
Yeah.
Everything
fit perfect. Everything look good.
So I'm ready. They're good looking.
Yeah, I just gotta have. So I got through talking to Genius. Oh. Nothing.
You said you just got to talk to Gene Porter.
No, I talked to my son.
Okay.
So he said he saw a rat come by in the shop. He said he saw a rat run by. That's what that was. I'm sorry.
When you said when I said Gene Porter got dog a butt neck and jumped clean up.
Mr. Buttlegger, I tell you, I told them folks you were at my house and you had car trouble, but they told me to shut my mouth.
I tell you, now Buttlegger got a motor in that car now.
It sounds good. That sucker sounds good. Buttlegger, you on the phone? Buttlegger out there? Oh, he done fell
butt
off.
Naked.
That what he is. That way he done got butt naked.
Now, I have my phone on mute. I was trying to do some lunch. I ain't want to hear all that background. Let me tell you that background on him. What did you say, Bobby?
You know, I told them, boy, that you didn't hit no D. I told you you was helping me. And they just cussed me all out.
saying that you was, you know, I told him I was the tow vehicle and I was trying to help the man, and man, it jumped all over me about that.
Hey, boy, I was praying, said I counted about 49 deals, said I caught on them when I got. He was out there, boy. You see 3 and 5 and 8 at one time on side the road.
I know, yeah. They mating, see. They mating this time of year. Ain't that right, Jay Bond?
Jay gone, I think. Yeah, Jay hung on up.
Yeah, he know. See what it is. Y'all know how them, you know, them deer got a lot of sense. They know the people done put their guns up, so now they didn't come out.
They sure was out, boy. I can't get out of.
Well, I'm getting ready to go to the Gator National. Y'all. I've been working hard on bleachers. I'm changing oil in my truck. So I'm going to tear out of here in a little bit. I'm going down there and get me one of them. I'm going to get one of them pro stock motors, too. How about that? I'm going to go ahead and talk to you.
That's the motor to have, that Bobby, a pro stock engine, man. One of these days, I'm going to have me one of them.
I don't think I want them, man, because, shit, you can't buy nothing over the counter for them.
No.
What you doing?
I was watching at the Go Pro Stock Racing over there with some boys, Bobby. I'd get me a Mopar. They more plentiful than the Chevy.
Well, hey, you know, while we're on the phone, I want to ask y'all some questions. Maybe some of y'all can help me out here. You know, I've been looking at Hemi Heads Motors and the convention type here. Is the Hemi Head that much more wider?
Yeah.
Big drag. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and they produce that much more horsepower?
Yep,
all do it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I've been looking at some of this stuff.
If Zach said yes, sir, you better put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Put it back in smoke it, yep, okay.
And it'll barely fit in your car.
Yeah, you're right. You damn sure better have the right frame. You better have the right frame reel, don't you?
You have a quarter inch on each side.
Ooh. You got Ray across a couple guys that were talking about that. Well, Mr. BJ Grant, how you been doing, sir?
I'm pretty good, my brother. Pretty good. I can't wait to get down there and put some rubber down on US 19.
No, I can't wait for you to come on down here too and put some rug on down here. I want to see. I'm just waiting on Big Drag and Dick Clark. That's all.
I'm coming down my car, Bobby, but I want to sit in the new bleachers, man.
Big here, boy. You're welcome to sit in them. Cause I tell you what, I ain't gonna tell y'all no lie. I'm still tired. You ever been putting the Man, if everybody tell you that's an easy-ass job, no, sir. No, sir.
Yeah. You had to do it twice. You had to take them down and transport them and put them up.
Yeah, and put them up.
Yeah.
Man, and that's some serious. I ain't never seen so many boats before.
Yeah.
God, I'm not.
Y'all took them down, and then set them back up.
Ain't who got a lot of boats in like that, too? Hell, a lot of them paint booths. Like the one them paint booths that you paint them cars in. Them
all
got a million boats in them.
Oh, well, I tell you what, and they, you know, and you got to put them back up in the right way because you know your insurance. So, you know, they got, you know, because they got a code that they got to pass, and I see why, because if those things are not tightened down, when a person walking up that step, see, and if they don't have that right, it got a little bracket. And that bracket got a lot, it's locked in that step. If you don't put it in there right, man, if somebody step up, you see they can fall. Step to step, a pivot.
Right.
But thank God we got them up. Yeah, Big Drag, I look good here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But you know what, though? Got plenty of room.
I told you, Bobby, you got the truck car, and my DXP was the same car, and I had those wheels on my DXP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I only had 33 fives. I had 34 fives on the Camaro.
you know, like I said, it was sad for my Camaro. And, shoot, I needed that money.
But it's a lot of room with money. They still got a lot of room. I was here jumping up and down about to have a heart attack. Now I got to get something to turn them
over. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you're going to make a difference with what you got on there now. You should work hard to put something on to get them, get some wheel speed with them.
So I got to turn something up now, what you trying to say?
Yes, sir, you can turn it up.
Well, I've been had to choke the hell out of them trying to get these moves.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. With the way you was and how you was running it, and with what you put on there now, man, it's going to
talk. I got a train going by. I know y'all here. You said you're going to do what? You're not going to bark it.
If you leave it like it was, before you put them on there, it's going to pull the motor down. It's going to bark it.
Oh, okay.
And be careful with that, too, because you can pull it down enough with that nitrous. And burn it up.
Well, I'm used to burning up shit. Don't you know that? Ain't you seen me on them videos? Yeah. I thought about damn Billy Goat. I thought they started calling that song Barbecue Goat. Shit. Every time I went down the track, I was burning up some shit, y'all. Well, anyway, we're going to invite y'all to come on down, though. If y'all ain't doing this for my grand opening, y'all come on down. I'm going to show y'all a good time. We're going to be at club preaching. So I know Mississippi Joe, he can't wait to get down this way, because, you know, he's... Yeah. I told
what's
Mississippi
name,
Joe,
what's the name of the club?
Huh?
What's the name of the club?
Club preaching. It's more of a sports bar, not a club.
Yeah, okay.
Joe almost went crazy this weekend with them Creole girls, man. That summer song was going in 100 different directions, man.
That's what I heard. I heard it was some real pretty women down there.
Oh, man, bro. I'm telling you, man, them French-looking girls and them Creole girls are so beautiful, man.
Yeah. You know what? That was happening this weekend. This weekend, them Puerto Ricans, I'm going to tell you now, they're some beautiful women.
Yeah, they is. Yep.
I'm telling you. Boy, they come down here, boy, shit in there.
Where do y'all see them Montgomeryans?
I done been to Montgomery. I'm going to tell you too now. Hey, look in here. We got some beautiful women here in Albany too now.
Oh, the Albany.
Yes, sir. Them Albanians.
What about you, Chicagoans?
Them Chicagoans over here is nice too, man. They nice anywhere you go. I always happen to catch one of them mean ones.
But you know what they tell me, Jay? A woman asked me, she said, when y'all get to the track, y'all ain't studying a woman. I said, baby, we got everything we need. So that's why we ain't got time to look at y'all right now.
Little do they know, after the little escapade that we had together, I ain't studying a woman.
Yeah.
My mind back on the top.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all didn't tell y'all car. I'm like, it ain't doing nothing but costing your money. I said, well, same thing here. You going to call me, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know the last time, man. When I met that rich thing, man, I ain't said no woman. That, my car is my woman.
That's it. Well, I told her, baby, I got something sitting between her legs. She said, what you mean? I said, I got that damn motor sitting right between her legs, right where she needs to be. So, you know, so I don't need you sitting between my legs, because I got something sitting between her legs. So you can just go get on where you need to go.
Yes, sir, and she be firm, too.
Yeah. It can't make you feel like I can. Jeez. You hear the kid, too. You don't know, girl.
He do the same thing you do. It make me feel good, and then sometimes he break my heart. So hell, what difference do you?
I fought an old 598. You know that's what I got in my car, 598. When I'm
yeah, I love it.
How come they
bring out so much gas, Island? BJ, how come they burn up so much gas just sitting there hourly?
Man, I don't know. It's like they burn more gas island than they do make them run.
I tell you the
truth. That old 598 just sit there and chirp, be chirping, got dog, and she just don't know, boy. I'll be ready to get dog and just jump for joy.
Yeah, when they and y'all know that, and I know y'all saw butt naked that they were butt naked and throw that, he was happy. And when they throw the dry shed out, butt naked was sad looking. That same way them women do, you don't they butt naked?
Damn right. Damn
right. But now, you fix that problem, didn't you? You ain't putting them shafts out no more, is it?
No, we ain't doing that.
You put a good shaft in that.
We had a good way in that bean.
So
what the hell went on?
Well, see, hey, Big Drag, you know I ain't got no big ass motor car. You know I got aluminum drives here. So you know I ain't got nothing.
I got aluminum one in mine,
man,
I got aluminum shaft in my car.
Well, you know, they only rated at the 1,500 horsepower.
Oh, well, shoot, I got 400 horsepower to go there.
Okay.
Boy, y'all, wow.
Yeah, I got the little old 598 in there. I like to listen at it chirp.
Yeah, I like my 350.
The funny thing is, it's, you know, when I built, you know, the little car of mine, you know, guy that built it, I let him, you know, whatever the car needed, I always tried to make sure I was, you know, going overkill. If they said I could get away with this, I asked them what's the best I can get, and that's what I tried to get. And I really liked the car I had before. I didn't spend. I knew the dry shaft didn't cost about $200 or $200-$300. And I know this dry shaft was like $1,000. I was like $1,000. But I mean, you know, you just gotta, you know, I didn't really think, but I mean, it was what it was. But I mean, all that stuff makes a difference, man. Everything you can't just throw some parts at something, man, and just think it's gonna. You gotta make sure stuff is matched up right.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
You can say that.
My small block car, DJ, I had a couple of stuff in it. I was trying to get all the weight I could get out of it, and then that would have rotated the weight with that little block. But this car here, I got a room to rush up in.
Ooh, carbon fiber.
It makes a big difference in that aluminum dry shaft. I mean, for that mass rotation weight. Yeah, it really makes a big difference.
Yeah, that was a bad time to run. I bought that dry shaft back in 2009, and when I sold my car, I changed cars with it, and then I just sold that other car here last year. I let it go because I sold the car first. But I paid $800. Like $830 for that dry shaft without a yoke on it.
Okay, who eating a bag of chips or balling up a bag of chips or what?
I don't tell them who that is.
That's me. I'm sorry, y'all. I was letting some air out some of these summit bags here, you know.
Well, we glad you're being honest, Bobby. A lot of people don't own up to it. But I ain't going to lie, it is kind of loud.
Okay, I'm going to stop there.
Hey, Bobby, I know where you're going when you get the days, man. You're going over there by all them Pro Star cars. I know that's where you're going.
You say what now? Or do what now?
I know where you're going when you get the game,
man.
You're going over there to watch all them
folks. I'm going to look at every last one of them and see what I can see and see what they're going to drop on the ground, see what I can pick up and run back their way with.
I know that, man. When you got those caliber cars, that's what gets you. You know, I mean, not saying none of that, the other stuff ain't cool, but boy, when you got one of them type of cars, that's what interests you, man.
Yeah.
And that shit's so neat, and it's so neat that what they when they get to how they got it together. I mean,
people got to realize, man, it's so much technology go into these cars, and you see people that's got less than what you got, but the technology behind what they doing. And they still run to be more efficient and do a lot better than what you got, and you got more.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. But you got to remember, too, DJ, the people that have that. You know, these dudes have resources that we could never imagine, you know, and they got R&D going on while we asleep at night. They got research and development going on.
Going out, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I agree with that 100%. You got to look at that little bit. But to tell you what, you look at that ProStar engine. It's talking about 500 cubic inch, but that's as big as that 500 cubic inch motor I ever seen.
Yeah.
Damn, them heads is, woo, buddy, there's some heads on them.
Yeah. The little song God put out, though, boy.
Yes, Lord.
They make it 2.6. I think they make it like 2.6 horsepower per cube. No, they make it more than that. They make it, in order to make 1,400 horsepower and 500 inches, they make it close to like 2.9.
2.9, yep.
2.9.
Yeah, yeah,
they are. Some are making 3.0. Because some of them guys, like you take Mike Edwards, and Jason Lyon and them, they going in the 40s, man.
Yeah. But now, if Edwards was to stop sleeping, he can do some serious damage. If he was to stop doing, he got a good car.
Yes, sir.
Him and WJ, I think WJ about done seen his better days.
I think Warren is still capable of making the power, you know. But Warren is still trying to race and go racing and you know, do whatever RD is doing. I think if Warren would hire him a driver or even just concentrate on one car with Kurt, he could get himself back in the midst of the top guys.
Find that horsepower that he once had. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Cause Warren's smart, man.
I think him and Dave Cummins would have been a good team if he had to call
him
a little pump.
Don't like him. Warren don't like Dave.
No.
Yeah.
He called him a little pump.
Yeah, he did.
Now,
I heard him on the interview.
Mm-hmm. But look here now, DJ. That's not me. But that know at this time.
I was just going to say something, too.
That's
you, Red Nugget.
That's
you, Red Nugget.
That's them damn T.O.'s that the kids got. They're no longer here. You got them T.O.'s, boy.
I knew it was him. Hey, I think that was some of him the first time, too. It sounded
no,
like
it
damn
no, it
the
wasn't. No, it wasn't, man. Y'all talking about race. Where in the hell Billy Glidden is now? What the hell is he doing?
Hello?
Hell,
who
doing? I ain't heard nothing from him lately. I know I was down in Gainesville one year and I met his, you know, I've been known his dad and he came down one year. Shit, man, you know, Billy Glidden was, you know, he was kicking everybody butt around the big way, but boy, when he got down there in the real world, you hear me? Shit, he couldn't even make the field. No, and it was cool down there. And he was nowhere near it. And yeah. But let me tell you something. If you haven't gotten in that field most of the time in Gainesville, if you don't get in Saturday morning, you ain't finna get in Saturday evening.
No.
Because the temperature doesn't come up. That's it, buddy. It done got a little warm. The only way you gonna get in, unless that weather is
listen to a cool snap come over, something like that. Then you might get in, but most of the time, especially a post-doc call, I have not seen a post-doc call get in, you know, and I've been going several years, and unless, you know, a cool front come in or it rained or something, then they might get in. But above that sun, when that sun comes on that cloud, it's all over. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't seen him, though, not lately, you know. I don't know whether he tried to run the ADRL or what.
Now, Billy, they shut the tennis tie clamp down. They don't run a tennis tie clamp no more in ADRL, so I think that only leaves Billy to run muscle car. And I don't know if they're going to start it up the muscle car yet.
Not trying to change the subject, but I saw, did y'all see the world fastest street ride on television? I'm just going through my channel, and I saw this guy. He ran 213 miles an hour, and they had to drive, though. It was a 67 Chevy Tunova, and it
That's
was also
awesome.
Yeah, the world fastest, and he had to drive that car so many miles.
That's Larry Larson.
He went how fast?
He been
230. Yeah, 60. Yeah, 690, 200. I think it's 200. I think he went 213. Oh, he comfortably every pass they go down the track. They run 200 miles an hour. And they either run the 701, 690, and they leave the car there, and they leave there, and they drive the car away from the track.
With a trailer behind
them. Yeah, with a trailer behind
them. Yeah. Bill Lutz is like the baddest, two baddest boys. Lutz can run like 7-0s and over 200 miles an hour. And Larry Larson runs 690. Larry come all the way from over out of Kansas.
They drive them 400 miles.
State to state.
And pull that sucker to the that's impressive. And they pull that car to the track, and they jack that bad boy up, boy, and they put them slicks up Monday, and they go to work, and it's gonna be on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. When they get
home,
you got to know
that. They turn the cars, so you got to know that. So they no normal aspirated or no gas cars don't do that. You couldn't even use them type of motors to drive them on the street. It had to be servo cars.
Yeah, it had to be. So the turbo car really just jumped cruising down the road. It ain't. It's a mild animal. Just dog puffing and puffing.
Yeah.
Boy, when y'all get them hair dry, turn y'all blew out everybody's hair. I don't want to hear that shit.
when you get them pigs swirling around in them, you're looking for trouble.
I ain't telling a lie, it's a feeling. I can tell you that it's a feeling. Feeling I love.
Yeah. What big Chris?
Hey, I'm definitely coming back on, Drag. I've been listening to y'all. I've been on mute because I've been in this dope. I want to come on mute and tell Bobby why, child. Don't make me do it. Do it, baby. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're gonna need to do it. I'm gonna tell you.
Don't make me do it, Bobby Wildchild.
You better do it, baby.
we definitely gonna show you some love and some support down in US 19. We are requesting your presence in Montgomery on May the 19th. Grudge Inc. is going to be 1 year old. Grudge Inc. is really officially 1 year old now. We're going to have our 1 year anniversary race in Montgomery.
Okay, well, I'm kind of like glad you're telling me in advance, and I'm going to put this on my calendar, and I plan on coming up there and get on Dick Clark and Big Drag Ass again.
Oh, man, I'm all proud of Hey, that's great. Hey, what kind of friend is that? Now, just put him in position. Gave the wheels in the situation where he can put it down. Now he's going to put the wheels on my behind.
Look at here. It's nothing. it's not, you know, like I said, it's nothing personal, it's just business. This nothing personal, it's just racing.
you gotta watch, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, go
hey, on. Hey, and we can take him on. You know what, though? I you know me, because I'm not too much of a grudge racer, so, but, you know, before I whoop your ass, I might just go and take him out the back, though, and like that scoreboard up to the corner mile, and let him see a number come up and show up.
Bobby,
ooh,
what's the numbers I'm going to post on that board, on that scoreboard? They're going to need a magnifying glass to see, because this is going to be little.
Well, I'm gonna let him see my feet.
Hey, Bobby.
Huh?
What? How about you let a little small child get stuck out of there in that quarter mile?
You know what, DJ? Since I'm whooping ass, I might whoop yours too. I'm probably gonna let you get up.
I might try that, Bobby. Let me stuck out of there. We go there. We go down that 13-20.
Yeah, 13-20 there. Yeah. But you know, but you're gonna be behind by the time we get to, you know, the 660. Okay. And it's gonna be, you know, I know how them hairs around your work, but you know.
Hey, Bobby, when you get the game, girl, check out them new wheels on the back. They ain't the prettiest, but them jokers are
yeah.
Right. They call them the Deltas.
Oh, okay.
All the 500 inch boys got them on.
When is that race,
Bobby?
No, I game this weekend. I'm leaving. I'm leaving Thursday morning. You know, I got my hard card, so you know I get to go up in the suite and all that. Because I got a hard card. I can go to any event that when you know NHRA track. So I get to go to any event, no matter where it is. So, and I plan on coming to English Town. I want to go up there. So all I got to do is walk in, flex that little car, big bag. Come
mm-hmm.
on through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's having the right credentials.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they give you one with a... You know, they say it's track owner, track operator, and then they got no restriction on it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure going down to the starting line.
You got full access with the red car. You got the red carpet special.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, because you can, you know, because they got a tower, they got a suite for us up there too, so you can watch the race from the suite.
Well, I think they should come out. I just sent my old Camaro a text, Bobby Wildchild. I told him what you see. He sent me a text back. It was growling.
They pretty, though, brother. I sure, you know what? As soon as I built the GTO, and you know that then the GXP come out, and then they went
yeah.
back to them Camaro, man, they just make me sure enough want to do something. But I think I better go try to find... Get me a motorbike like Big Clark got so I can beat his ass.
Big Clark got a good piece, man.
I know that. I'm trying to get one.
Shush. What is it, Clark?
Shush, everybody, shush.
Honest with you, I do not have no motor. I mean, I just got a little old peewee ass motor. I got a motor that I bracket race with.
Hmm? I got a 598,
bro. Well, I got a 572. Everybody thinking a 598 is a 572. And that's what I've been bracket race with. The same little bit of motor. I got it. One carburetor. It's
mm-hmm.
small.
I got one in the front and one in the back.
The one in your back bigger than one in mine in front. And what you call them? The Puerto Rican come down with a motor bigger than mine. Hell, I feel bad.
Hell, I got a 351.
Number Eric Beavis.
Yeah, well, they were. We need a motor. Winking, ning, ning, ning.
God damn.
One of them two strokes. dirt bike motors in them.
No, the hell, I'm talking hand, but boy, I'll tell you what.
Stay up out of that one.
Yes, Lord. Blank holes in them. Whatever they got, they pull it to them in them.
They got liberties on
them. Yeah, I say, what?
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
The guy that you had on my show called the Puerto Rico, what was his name?
Jose. Yeah.
I know Jose.
So you mean Jose come out and they got on your ass?
Yeah, Jose, I got to go cook. You got to go check out my new video. Well, when I'm talking about the 23rd race, I'm getting the dust and dirt off my lawnmower. So I told him I'm going to head on down to Miami, cut that grass, and then I'm going to go to Puerto Rican and weed eat them. So I can make it back. Well, I feel the truck, and the water box, and just he come out of that big drag, shit, it broke the camshaft.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that went pretty, you know. It just boom, and they threw it down. So they found a whole lot of unexpected shit.
Did it tap a lot?
No, I don't think it hurt the block thing. It didn't hurt the block, but it tore up. Well, we hadn't looked at it. Guy tore it down, but and they looked into it. Yeah, he tore up the valves, and you know, and I think if you know, it busted one of the pistons. Y'all know when the piston busts, it spit on everybody else.
Yeah.
So I think he pitted up the bottom side of the head. So, but he told me, he said, I'm going to have it ready. I said, boy. I told him, I'm still in rehab. Still in rehab. I'm trying to get out. Now, Butt Nicky, how about let me borrow that thing you got? That you're making all that noise. I know damn well you ain't closed up.
What's that?
Let me borrow that damn thing up under your hood.
Shit, I need
to set
it. You
want to
buy it?
Now, where you get the buy, son? What part of y'all hood? Didn't y'all hear me say bar?
Yeah. Give me a carbon fiber one, goddammit. With some hair dryers. If everything go right. Yeah. Everybody else cheating, goddamn, I'm a cheat too.
So you can't beat him, you're gonna join him, huh?
I ain't gonna join him. You're gonna cheat.
Well, I'm building me a 454 to go back in mine, so.
Yeah.
A 454, big drag, that's all.
454?
Yeah, 454. A who?
With a 4-inch
broke. I just hit a 3-point. Yeah, 4-inch stroke, that's all. 454. That's all I'm going to need. Hey, won't that get me back?
Yeah, that's
good.
I don't know if
you'll
be in the
front of 34.5. I tell you what, no joke, but it don't even look like I put the card on the cover.
No, that's
nothing,
man. You got a
cow like
Russell. I don't know if you ain't realize that. You got
an
electric car. You got
cream
of the crop. They built for that, man.
Yeah, see, I looked at them and I said, shit, what is? Damn, I thought you can't even tell. You know, some people can tell when you put the tires on the car.
Yeah.
Sure, I can't even tell I put that tire on that car.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my car take a fuel car, yo. My car take a 36, huh?
Take a who now?
My car take a 36 on it.
I believe it. I tell you the truth, when it looks up under that shit, you know, I can put a little bit more money. I can put, you know, I don't know the will of the whatever, but there's a lot of room up under there.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that was the right offer that wheel because you said 5.5.
said, no, that thing needs a 5-inch backspace wheel on it.
Yeah. Oh, this shit, I mean, plenty room.
Yeah.
Now, if I get all that shit to turn over, DJ, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Hey, Bobby, I'm going to kiss you before you get the real thing together.
Hey, trust me, I know I'm gonna need at least that what I'm talking about to just even try to. I know that thing gonna suck me up.
You talking about the back tire, right? You just said the back tire, right? That what you said?
I said let me strike out. You're gonna have to let me strike out. You'll suck that back tire up so fast. It won't even be like, yeah, your damn car's right now.
Well, I gotta get something to strike it up with first.
I ain't been no 200 miles now. You 200 mile now, man, so shoot, I gotta hope I can even get close to 200.
Well, you know, that's some shit ain't too far enough, you know. It's all right to go too, but boy, I tell you what. You're on for the ride. Say that right, Big J.
Yes, sir.
Everything is quiet. The car like it gets lowered to the ground.
It do. They hug the ground.
Yeah, they hug the ground. The car just, it like it just squats. It just goes down the whole car.
Yeah.
But Big Drag, I'm going to tell you what it did. You know, I pulled the chute before I got to the trail. You know, I'm used to running an eighth of a mile, and the damn chute cord is so long. When you pull it, you know, it takes a while, you know, before the damn thing blossoms out, right?
And boy, when that old gun blocks.
But that's an eighth of a mile. You know, you're going like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I said, well, hell, I'm going to go ahead on and pull it now because I know it ain't going to come out, you know, until I, you know, cross the trap, right?
Yeah.
I had my foot hung in that thing, boy, and I pulled that shoe there. I thought I was going to go to the windshield.
Yes, sir. That's
it
so hard,
came
bro.
Out right. Damn, it came out right then. Boom. I said, oh, shit. I think it snapped the back end off the ground. I said, shit.
They will.
Man. Then a guy come out there and told me. He said, now you know. I said, what that? That you is not, you know, the car. He said, you certified to go with the license and stuff. He said, but that car. He said, the car is certified, but what you got on it. It's not. What you talking about? He said, you got those screws in that wheel? That ain't certified. He said, you ain't got but one parachute. That ain't certified. He said, don't do it no more. I said, well, I'll be damned. He ain't had to worry. I didn't want to go back and do it no more, no way.
hey, Bobby John.
Uh-huh.
How fast you got to go to have two parachutes?
You got 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, I need
4
of them motherfuckers.
Well, you gonna damn me on either. Hey, look at here. Hey, and you're supposed to have a floating wheel on it. Floating axle? Yeah.
I need 4 of them
motherfuckers. Oh, man, you don't need all, you don't. Boy, you don't need nothing but shit. You can put an umbrella behind your car here, you'll be all right.
hey, my watch out. You talk to Big Clark. You probably got that one nigga now.
I meant what I said. You can put a damn umbrella behind your car. You can put your own out the window here. You'll be fine. You know, when you go out there, just, open your door and stick your umbrella out. She didn't stop.
That's a low blow there, partner.
Hey, look at him, Big Day. Hell, he won't even care for the umbrella. He still can use it when it's all right.
Hey, Dre, that's very wild, but whoop my man.
Hey, Bobby, yeah. Big Chris ain't got dog when he whoop you, he gonna stick his umbrella out the window.
That's all he needs. Yeah, he'll need about an umbrella, shit. Hey, man, I'm just telling you what I, you know.
with a brother?
Oh, no. Hey, my wife, John.
Yes, sir.
I already know I can stop it with an umbrella or plastic bag or whatever you can get my need to stop that something with. I know I'm going to beat you.
Well,
hey, Bobby, what kind of brakes you got on your car? You got steel brakes or carbon fiber?
Steel.
Let me tell you what happened to me one time up at the Grove, and the Grove ain't got no real, real long shutoff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm a firm believer in carbon fiber brakes.
Mm-hmm.
This was my mistake. It was nothing to do with the car or no malfunction. I did not fill up the air bottle for the parachute.
Uh-huh.
And got dog pumped them chutes on a 200-mile-an-hour run, and they did not come out.
Oh, yeah.
Partner, they say when I come across that dog on return road down there,
mm-hmm.
they can see nothing but red, the red glow in the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So some
mm-hmm.
dog on carbon fiber brakes, partner. We was able to get that car stopped with
mm-hmm.
minimal damages. We, caught right there at the edge of where the rocks is, and it banged
mm-hmm.
the front end up a little bit. But if it wouldn't have been carbon fiber brakes on it, that car would have went through the traps to end and on the highway.
Yeah, when they get hot now, they really don't want to. I tell you what, I went down there to 62, and I ran the quarter mile, and I didn't pull the chute. But buddy, when I got back that trail, that wheel was just with black dust all over, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I had to stand on them pretty hard, you know, because I didn't realize I was going that fast, you know, until
yeah.
I got my ticket, and I said, well, shit, I'm going a little faster, and I think I'm going, you know, and I had to really stand
yeah.
on those brakes, yep.
Yeah, you got to have, man, I won't build a car, one of them type of cars without carbon fiber brakes on it.
But see, I ain't got you in Dick Clark money and DJ Jane. Shit.
But
it
took almost 2 years to build a car, though, Bobby. So you can build a car right now.
Well, you know, I would tell you what time, but I really got on. Y'all would last.
Almost five.
Look here, I got Fred Flintstone brakes on my car. I got a stick I put right down between that damn seat and drop it down on the track.
Yeah, I got both shoes and carbon fiber brakes.
Dick Clark, you hear that?
I got floater rims in my car too, Bobby.
Oh, you got floater? Yeah. Well, you can go. You all legal to go 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Dick Clark.
Man, dragging around but 63.
There you go, man. We done came great, buddy. We done call the truth, and I ain't messing with you. Don't let me get on Bobby Wildchild's side. I'm going to tell you what kind of umbrella you're going to need.
Hey, listen, he needs somebody on his side.
Well, I'll take all the help I can get.
Get you one of them umbrellas like the penguin used to have.
That's right. There you go.
I did, Clark. Yo, don't get mad, man, because, you know, you can use an umbrella. Don't get mad with folks. Yeah. See, I already know I'm not going fast, so, you know. So, I mean, I just haven't that. I think that scope was wrong or something when they showed that 200 and, you know, five. I think something was wrong. I don't know what was wrong, but I think that. And you know what? When I did that, I ain't burnt up shit. Everything was fine.
Mm.
And I go out here and then, you know, and ran the car for a while. Boy, as I go out here and outside, I'm going to get things a little bit fast, and I've been burning up shit ever since. Y'all need an aluminum pistons? Yeah, they got tell me when the aluminum go up because I'm gonna go sell something.
You gotta put it up.
Well, I got some pistons, buddy. Shit.
Okay, we
I know a man got 72 pistons that he put up in one season last year. 72.
I believe it.
Hey, is he out of drag racing?
See what that? No, he ain't out of drag racing. That motherfucker went up 72 customs. And next thing, goddamn, it was about 4 points.
I believe it.
Good, great.
Goddamn, Joe, believe it. Hey, who he had told you to cop, but nigga?
No, I don't do no killing him.
Hey, look here. Hey, if mother was me, Dick Clark.
You know what? He had every motherfucker in the world fucking with that car trying to get it right.
Who car?
All the bad boys.
Who car?
Chris Patrick. Goddamn show me. A big old goddamn 865.
Ooh.
Bought up goddamn 72 of them bitches for 4 months. He sure did that.
Well, we got just a few more minutes. Bobby Wildchild, tell us again what all you got coming up at US 19.
March the 22nd and 23rd. Want y'all to come on down and, hey, be a part of my grand opening. We got Top Gear Fight. We got 650-750. And we got a 28 or 29 stock suspension on 28 to 29. And also, we got the Elite 8, and that's the big time action. And look like we got about 12 cars already that is in there. So, y'all come on down, let's have some fun. And after that, we can go. It will be track security. We will lock the gates for the track at 1 o'clock. You won't be able to leave. So, we're going to make sure that everybody's vehicle be safe there. Matter of fact, I always take the fire truck and park in front of the gate so they got to run over the fire truck to even get out. And if you do leave, we're going to get your driver license number, your vehicle in the trailer, on the trailer, and the tag number. And if you go to act a little shit, we will call 911 to make sure you don't get too far away. But like I said, and then we can come on down to the club preaching and, you know, to the sports bar. And have a little fun and come on back, and then I can get on whoever ass is out there, big Jerome ass, or get my ass tore at one, whatever.
Hey, Bobby, I got a quick question for you before we go off.
If
I come down there with that motor car with that 598 in it, can I get the brake from all other cars in the class, in the big time class?
Well, I guess if you leave her, like DJ Grass said, if you leave her, you get, you know. But how about. but all y'all come on, if y'all ain't got nothing to do, come on. I know it's a little ways, you know, but you have to plan for stuff. But if you ain't doing nothing, come on. 22nd, 23rd of March, and we'll be staying at the Hampton Inn.
All right, brother.
Good work, Bobby Joe.
All right, well, we got about 2 or 3 minutes on this thing, but nigger.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got their hands up? But, I mean, we only got like 3 minutes.
Man, ain't got them damn hands. Well, y'all told me damn them hands.
Ain't nobody say that, man.
Yes, y'all did. Yes, y'all did. Don't tell that lie.
Nobody did, man. Don't you tell that lie.
Man, we're going to play it back.
Oh, man, we ain't got time to play it back. I'd like to thank everybody for coming on again. I'd like to thank all the Grudge Inc. supporters, and everybody look out for May the 19th. That's a Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama. Grudge Inc.'s first year anniversary race and the introduction of the Grudge Inc. Bad Boy Killer. May the 19th, 2013.
Well, I'm going to try to make sure that Albany represent. We're going to come up there, and since y'all are talking about invading Albany, we're going to come up there and invade y'all on May 19th.
Come on, that's what we want. Uh-oh. All right. One favor deserves another one, huh?
Yep. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to shoot down. What time y'all going to...